are they?
What?
How tall are they? About 4 foot or so, I guess. And, okay, well, then that means they come from a low-gravity world. They cannot take us in a land war. They can't take us in a land war, man. They can't fucking do it.
Yes, your own Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, for Christmas. Wind him up and let him go. Hours of fun for everyone.
You bet, baby. Absolutely. What are you kidding?
Of course I'm okay. I drive with God. Well, you guys better come with me. You're going to get him killed driving like that, you know. And a priest told me this joke.
Sean is gone.
Sean gone. Sean not here.
Sean not here now.
I think he said, I'm going to kill somebody if there's anybody around, so I better leave now.
I think Sean went off to kill anybody who mentioned IRC in the past 3 months.
Hi, my name's Clarence.
Clarence!
You know, I'm not a very happy person. I'm not a very happy person. I come home from my day at work, and I don't like it there very much because they make fun of me at my work, and nobody really understands me at my work, and nobody wants to be involved with me at my work, and nobody really understands what's going on when I have to go take my courses when people see me at school. So you know what started to happen? I started to hear voices. I started to hear voices every Sunday night. They started to tell me to do things, and I'm doing things on Sunday night because the voices tell me to do them, and I'm happier. I'm happier now because I listen to what the voices say, and now when I want to, I can hear them every time I want to.
It's Sunday night at 6 p.m. on Rant Radio, and it's time to listen to those voices once again. All characters in the following program are fabricated, mostly out of toxic waste byproducts. If you don't agree with what we're saying, don't listen. If you hate what we're saying, let us know at ICQ number 51558. And now, prepare yourself for 3 irregularly scheduled hours of deprogramming with What the Hell?
Episode of What the Hell?
Oh, my God.
And it's December 24th. I don't have a headphone. So
Thank you.
Are there no prisons? Are there no workhouses?
Oh, Uncle Scrooge.
You ever notice that? The guy's got, like, this, he's really cool, crotchety old motherfucker. He gets, like, haunted. It was, like, horrible incident with spirits happened. And then his life changes, and now he's like this wussy motherfucker that'll just give shit away. God, what a horrible story.
A complete change.
Absolutely no character consistency whatsoever.
Oh, no. Like, you can't follow it. Well, this is pretty neat. Yeah, we have a computer now that can play music in the background.
So we're going to have, like, noise in the background. What happened? Did you lose the ability to stand up?
Someone's
Rex's
having
pizza.
A little trouble. You're going to see if those headphones are charged up?
Of course they won't be.
Keep working.
Keep working the room here. It's like,
keep working, Drex. You'll get the hang of that gravity thing sooner.
One day.
It's kind of like, oh, fuck, gravity works.
So those will last for about 15 minutes or so.
Ah, is that it?
Great.
20 seconds.
20 seconds off.
So welcome to
welcome to our Merry Christmas.
Show
what
number 104. 104.
Week 104.
Week number 104.
So technically, this is...
Sort of 2 years. Not really. Not really, because there's other shows and stuff. It's not actually 2 years. January 3rd.
January 3rd will be 2 years.
Exactly. But the next show is the 2 year anniversary.
Woohoo!
We made it.
2 years. 2 years of this shit going on.
How can this possibly be week 104 if.
It works out that way.
Started. 52 weeks times 2 hasn't gone by.
January 3rd.
Oh, because we started with week 1.
Yeah. That's right.
We did the whole stupid year 2000.
January 3rd.
Started with number 1 instead of number 0.
Yeah, we fucked up.
It's week 0!
No, it doesn't work like that. Because that's a show. Show number 1.
Yeah.
So it was January 3rd. 1999. So, and that was number one. It was a Sunday, too, by the way, that I started on.
Yeah.
Because I guess I wasn't doing anything. But that's for next show.
You bet.
That's for next show. We're not going to discuss.
We can, I guess, reminisce that.
I will, reminisce is next show.
Yes, I will have to be leaving once again early this week. Well, actually, not really early. I can stay for the whole show.
I see. You're wearing your uniform there.
Yes, because I have to go to work. Not only that, I have to leave early next week. I am so fucking happy. I can't even begin to discuss it without using more swear words than I normally do.
You're looking a little flush there, Uncle Dak. You
are there more
the
swear words than you normally use?
Pardon?
Are there more swear words than you normally use?
Yes, yes, trust me, there are.
He usually has to make them up.
But you don't have to deal with the general public this...
No, I do not have to deal with the general public other than the drunken idiots that will be on transit, and I am so...
Right, yes, right.
So looking forward to that.
So the week
well,
after
how are you going to get stories
so,
if that?
So the week after, we can look forward to a whole new crop...
Yes.
...of Loser Cruiser stories.
That's right, the holiday version.
Yes, I have a special,
and he might even have to phone them in from incarceration.
Oh, yeah.
I have a special gross hospital story because I ran into last night on the SkyTrain. I ran into a nurse that I used to work with.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So I will be telling a...
Did she remind you of
No. She told me a gross hospital story. So I'll be telling you a secondhand gross hospital story.
Not quite the same, damn it. Not quite the same.
People are saying, what's with the webcam? I don't know. Is it not working? I don't know. I know. It's not switched over. I'm going to go switch it over.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well,
and you can start
in between.
We'll just carry the show without you.
Yeah.
We'll sing carols. I don't think so.
I know. I'll play a song.
We'll play a song.
Do you want to play that? Ooh. Is that Adam West one a good one?
Yeah, play that. Play that Adam West one. That is hysterical.
That was funny. Yes, I must admit. Holy Bat Christmas.
Now, how come you don't have a mic? What are you special?
She's special.
I indeed.
She's gonna be able to get a mic there.
Yeah, I got one.
Yes, appearing once again. .com girl.
.com girl. How you
say
doing,
Doc? .com girl.
Hi, .com girl.
She's so clever.
That's amazing. Oh, there's already five. I do have the splitter, so I'll get the splitter and plug in the webcam, and we'll play
and
the...
And throw on
are you
going to follow
Batman
the trend
Christmas.
And become .com failure girl?
You're so
90s. Oh.
That's so 90s. Okay.
.com failure girl. Wow.
Oh, because so many startups, so many failures.
Because, you know, they have these wonderful ideas where, you know, when you don't actually have a product, how the fuck can a company make anything?
We don't have a product and we're going to give it away for free. Wait. There's a problem here.
I invested money in this?
This is a business plan.
But it's on the internet. Oh, here's have some money.
Oh, this will make sense. Yeah.
I mean, what, I got away with it, too, if it wasn't for you pesky kids and mean dogs.
That's exactly what happened.
That's right.
No.
Are you okay tonight?
I'm
sorry. Falling over, not getting the jokes. Drex is like out of the loop. Oh, I see. Did it die? Did the headphones die?
Normally I can filter out what matters to the show because I can only hear what matters because it's coming through my headphones. Now I hear everything.
So
Drex going off the wall.
So number
Drex is listening to the cards
for his selective hearing. And your mic isn't loud enough.
And the laughter is drowning out what people are saying. I can't handle it. And my mic isn't loud enough, I'm sure. I can't be certain though because my headphones aren't on.
Oh, that means he has no right to. Well.
Okay, here is Batman
Christmas.
The Lost Christmas episode on What the Hell on Rant Radio.
Merry Christmas, everybody. This is Roland. Recently on a trip to Chicago to a very lackluster comic book convention, I was lucky enough to come across a little-known videotape that contained a Lost Christmas episode of the Batman TV series from 1966, starring the one and only Mr. Adam West. I couldn't believe my good fortune. So anyway, I returned, and I showed it to Kevin and Bean, and I said, you guys should put this on your Christmas CD because you never put anything good on your show. And to my surprise, they accepted it. So now we'd like to present to you the very rare Lost Christmas episode of the Batman TV show from 1966. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did.
Meanwhile, in the dynamic duo's secret crime-fighting headquarters known as the Batcave, Batman teaches some of Gotham's youngest citizens the true meaning of Christmas.
Now, young people, which one of you can tell me why we celebrate Christmas?
Holy Immaculate Conception! I know!
Not you, Robin.
Darn!
Yes, you, Billy.
So we can get presents?
Well, not exactly.
Holy greedy little bastard!
Robin.
Gosh, sorry, Batman.
Anyone else? Yes, Janie.
Christmas is the time of year when we wish for peace on Earth and celebrate our love for our fellow man.
Very good, Janie.
Holy bat butt kisser.
I heard that, old chum.
But what about the presents?
You see, Billy, your parents buy you all those presents at Christmas time as a way of showing you that they love you.
I thought Santa Claus brought us the presents.
Don't be a silly, Billy. Santa Claus doesn't exist.
Holy heartbreak, Batman! Ixnay on the Anticlaus say!
It's quite all right, Robin. These bright young people deserve the truth. You see, children, it's really your parents that buy you all those gifts with their hard-earned money.
But...
And you're lucky to have parents. My mommy and daddy were brutally gunned down by a heartless criminal. I was left there as they lay dying in a pool of their own blood. But I dedicated my life to waging a war on all evildoers.
Batman, you might not
so
wanna...
this year, instead of writing a letter to some obese imaginary elf with his toes turned up, write a letter of thanks to your fine, upstanding parents. Because someday they'll be dead.
Holy shit, Batman! That's awful!
Awful, but true, boy wonder.
I want to go home!
I'm afraid that's not possible, little friend. You see, unfortunately, now you all know the top secret location of the Batcave. If that information were to fall into the wrong hands, our careers as crime fighters would be chopped liver.
I won't tell!
No, I'm sorry. I'm afraid you'll all have to spend Christmas here in this cave until Robin and I can figure out some way to wash your tiny minds clean. Now, who wants to help me hang tinsel on the bat poles?
What's this? The Cape Crusaders' Christmas spent coddling kindergartners? Has Alfred spiked Batman's eggnog? Tune in tomorrow to find out. Same Xmas time, same Xmas channel.
That is
Worldwide Industrial. You're listening to Rant Radio.
Okay.
That is hysterical. I was in here when you played that for the first time.
Yeah.
I was crying, and I'm the only one in the room, and I'm like going...
We heard you. We heard you.
Jans has to hear... Sorry, Ronan Medic has to fucking hear that.
Who is this Jans guy you keep referring to?
I have no idea.
He's lost his mind.
I've lost my mind. I'm talking to the voices in my head. Like Clarence, I'm hearing them again, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think we should say who the hell we are.
Oh, right, yes. In case anybody out there cares.
If there's actually anyone listening.
Yeah.
I think there's a couple people listening.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, so we even have listeners, because we're their Christmas present. We're their stocking full of joy.
That's right. All our Jewish people are listening tonight. Yes. They're doing their thing, too.
No, it's Hanukkah.
It's Hanukkah.
I believe it's candle number 3 tonight.
Candle number 3. Happy candle number 3.
Happy night candle.
And first up is .com girl.
I just want to say happy Hanukkah to my friend Jill.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
It's our very own Ronan Medic.
Happy Hanukkah to all of you.
Hey. You know, coming from you, that frightens me, because then I know things about you.
You leave that out of this.
And PVM, almost 2001.
My name is not important, but dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. I made you out of...
That's almost a tough sell.
Oy vey, it's your old Uncle Dac.
Sitting here with the rest of the schmucks.
Yes. And there we are.
The King Shlomiel.
The King Shlomiel himself.
Hi. Private Drexel.
With no headphones.
I don't have any headphones, and I don't have any, like, Jewish information to make some sort of witty Jewish comment.
Neither do I. Although we do have Adam Sandler's
that's what I get for having
Hanukkah song later.
That's what I get.
Don't forget next week as we move boldly into the 59th century.
that's what we get. That's what we get.
Is that what it is? Is that what it is?
For the yes, for the Jews. Yeah.
Yeah. What about the Chinese?
That's what we get for like letting a couple of goyim on the show here.
And last and least, Sumerian.
Your old pal,
your,
Sumerian.
Your old pal, Sumerian.
Do you want to bring the matzo balls?
Yes, I have a question. Where is the fucking man? Did he actually explode?
He exploded. We're still piecing together. We've got him all laid out on a table, along with the Dead Sea Scrolls, and we're piecing Sean K. back together again. If you didn't find out what happened last week, you can look in the archives and or listen to the intro. He is missing. I can't hear you.
I can hear him.
You guys heard enough?
Yeah, turn. Say again.
Hello.
Nope.
Turn your mic on.
It was working. Are you stepping on the cord? .com girl, speaking of the mic.
Was it because mine was off?
I can hear you. Yes, quite possibly. Now speak.
Try now, Ronan.
No, not the other one.
Try speaking through your own mic.
Hello.
Mic. Yes. So talking into another mic. With
both your mics have to be on.
Yeah, apparently. Because you're on a splitter, it's not it's not being happy.
It's Sim's fault.
Blame me.
It's the new setup.
Well,
we do have
girl,
a splitter somewhere. I don't know where it's gone,
aren't you,
though.
Okay. I thought you were dating Sim. Are you dating Sim?
Yeah.
Maybe.
It doesn't necessarily have to be on now on the show.
So you should get used to blaming Sim for everything.
I'm a good guy.
No, I'm just thinking how most relationships with me go. And
it's just easy to blame.
You end up blaming him?
It's kind of like, I came to this discovery a long time ago. You see, it works very simply. I have a penis, therefore I'm wrong.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Seems to work that way.
Twisted Amigo Theater. Yeah, Twisted Amigo Theater, yeah.
Huh?
What?
Let's see, who's
sorry,
in
we're
the...
just making our own in-jokes. Everyone else was, so...
On the IRC,
Don't be worried, audience members. Even the other people on the show don't get them.
We're just sitting stunned, looking at you, as usual.
That was for Medic and PBM only.
What?
We couldn't hear you.
Did PBM just say we're dumb? Yeah, my mic's not loud. Yeah,
no, no, that's actually, your mic,
you don't know.
No,
you don't know if your mic's loud.
We can't hear you. Your headphones aren't on.
We can't see you. Your eyes are closed.
Take that towel off your head.
You'll have to speak up. I'm wearing a towel.
And the IRC, we have Mr. Echo, Prophet Smokey Claws.
Smokey Claws.
Smokey Claws.
I guess Smoke House. Artemis and Lathe. Hayes. Christmas Fuck. I guess that's Crazy Fuck. And we have a call.
Somebody's
wow, already? During
and
the
this was... Yeah. I bet it's Lieutenant Major Zombie. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Oh, hello. Merry Christmas, Sumerian.
Merry Christmas, Lieutenant Major Zombie?
Yes, Lieutenant Major Zombie.
How did I ever guess? So,
how you doing?
I'm just sitting here. It's like cold as heck outside, snows and all that.
Where do you live?
Virginia.
So the weather outside is frightful.
Pretty darn chilly, you know? You can't go out there because you just freeze up. You're like,
Well, okay. I guess I could ask him what temperature like is, but it wouldn't help me.
Yeah, what temperature is it there? Do you know?
Ours, probably next to 17 or 10.
That's warm, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess that's Fahrenheit, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know what that converts to. Minus 10?
No, basically what it's supposed to be is divide by 32 and then...
Divide by 32?
No, is it half it and then subtract 32?
Yeah, I think it's something more like that.
Half
it... If we start...
Add Planck's constant.
If we start discussing the differences between the Imperial system and the metric system, I'm going to start killing people.
From counting all the names.
Counting
they're
all the
different.
Names?
Yeah, they have, like, different units. And,
The Imperial system is not based on tens.
We were counting the names. We're going to let you go. Thanks for calling in.
Bye. Merry Christmas,
Zombie. I have to cut that on the camera there. Can you grab that
you
one?
You want to rewind that?
The
jumping in the air, the assault by
grab that
PVM.
Picture.
We gotta have that picture if we can. That was
I'll
just
try
beautiful.
To remember. I don't know if I can remember.
It was kind of like a scary bunny hop.
Yeah. The attack rabbit. The attack rabbit.
He got dissed.
That's what that failure.com girls joke is.
Continue on. We've got Brian from Geeknik. Soul Raper, Pseudo, Lieutenant Major Zombie, Pele the Oracle, Doctor Who, Erase 6969, Grinchadox, Linkar X, Cenobite Babs, Integrity, Chaos, Templar Knight, Cyber Scrooge, Soul Trance, Lathe, Lutin de Noël. I don't know what that means.
Well, it's something of Christmas.
Yes. Evil James, Orphan, Scribe, Star Baby, Tenchi, SOC, Santa Jr., Santa Kexler, Skaggy Bald, Drizzt, Zandad, and something that looks German. Zerwa Hochner.
No, it's probably only about two syllables.
Yeah.
Not very
it's like
long.
Duh.
For a German word, it's pretty small.
Yes. NASE. Degrees Fahrenheit equals degrees Celsius times 1.8 plus 32. Well, it's the wrong way around, but somebody can figure out how cold it is.
Close.
Yep.
Close. Well, you mentioned something about Fahrenheit and Celsius. And
that was
subtracting.
This is adding and subtracting. You have to do multiply.
I knew there was math involved. Come on.
That's pretty good. We're going to go on to the news.
What the fuck?
It's time to find out what exactly the fuck is going on. It's news you need to know about on What the Hell.
I would like to know exactly what the fuck is going on here.
So what's in the news, Tim?
I had two news stories that I came across this week that I thought should be mentioned. One was the ugliest birth I've ever heard of.
Apparently nasty.
Apparently this this was in the States. It was either Kentucky or Kansas. I can't remember where.
Definitely a K state.
Yeah, it was a K state.
One of those K states.
And husband and wife 8 months pregnant. Driving down the road. Road icy. Husband squeams and like this. Squeam.
Squeaming right now.
Screaming, screeching, squeaming.
Yeah, squeaming.
He was squeaming.
Loses control of the goddamn car.
Welcome to my world.
Slams into an embankment. Wife goes through the windshield. Wife hits. A pole, a signpost.
Oh, squirt.
Tears in half. Emergency personnel get there. Look down.
Vertical or horizontal?
I don't know. Just know
I'm guessing horizontal, ripping half that
I'm
way.
I'm willing to bet horizontal. So it was vertical, that would imply going through the child.
Yeah. She's torn in half. Emergency personnel get there. They're checking out the body parts because, you know, even though there's no fucking chance when there's two pieces, you don't really have to worry about it. You still are supposed to check it out. He notices the baby is alive.
Immaculate conception.
Wow.
They get the kid to hospital. He's alive. The dad's alive.
Holy cow.
They've named him Patrick after the guy who found him.
Whoa.
Now, did anyone besides me see the movie Unbreakable?
Not yet.
No.
I probably will go see it.
Okay.
It's actually good.
Or rent it.
It's good.
Okay, let's put it this way. If anybody in the world should end up like Bruce Willis, I'd watch that kid.
Uh-huh. that's nasty.
That was story number one. Story number two comes from up here in Canada. It's from our own Quebec Mental Institute.
Oh, great.
Where a paraplegic, deaf, mute, retarded man was left...
He's underprivileged. He needs money.
Left unattended. Well, in the bath and the thermo monitor, whatever you call it...
Thermometer?
Apparently there's like some sort of thing that monitors the water in the sauna or the and was not broke, malfunctioned. He boiled to death.
Yeah.
Second degree burns over his entire body.
Ugh. I bet those lobsters are laughing now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can make jokes, But the thing is, they just fired the guy for being inattentive. I'm sorry. His quote was, his quote was, well, he always screams, so I didn't really notice anything different.
Oh, well, you know,
Boy,
you cried
wolf.
Yeah.
Boy, you cried wolf. There you go.
There's a moral to this tale.
That's what you get for being deaf, dumb, and retarded, and a paraplegic. That'll teach you.
Now sleep tight, Billy, and have a good night.
I'm afraid we're all going to hell.
In a handcart.
Oh, yeah. Well, in a handcart.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. What's better, you know, dying and then going to nowhere because there is nowhere, or going to hell? At least if you're in hell, sure, you're in pain, but you're still sort of existing.
I'll take nowhere,
thank
you. Think
about this tomorrow while you're spending the holidays with your family.
I'm in hell.
I won't be.
The first one was brought to my attention by Sean. It is an organization... Let's see.
One morning I was
it's called BESNA, Brother Ellis Society of North America, which really doesn't explain what they do.
It is?
We call it BESNA for short. Advocates for the Elimination of Wasting Food. Supporters of the Poor and the Innocent and the Impressed. They advocate eating dogs and cats, pretty much.
Well, I can see dogs, but not cats. So.
And they say that, let's see, where is
you can see dogs, but not cats?
Oh, sure. You know, it's like dogs are much larger, you know, small, tasty.
We eat rabbits.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, well, we don't eat rabbits, but people eat rabbits.
They argue that so many dogs and cats are put down by the SPCA every year, and they're wasting food. They could go to homeless or people that are
well, the problem is that cats can contain diseases. Dogs do too, but cats contain a lot of diseases that we can get.
You just cook boiled them really good.
Yeah. Soylent Green is doggies.
It's doggies. Somehow that doesn't have quite the emotional impact of when Chuck said it.
Well, remember there, Chuck. When dogs do die, and they eventually will, being force-fed your own Fluffy or Fifi just isn't quite it. You know,
Wait. I say this is good. Let's take it to a step further. Why are we wasting the meat from human beings?
There you go.
Hey, there you go.
Hi, Armrant Radio. Who's this?
Punk of Evil.
Hey, Punk of Evil.
On my favorite payphone.
On your favorite payphone. Yes, you called me earlier this evening. He's discovered a payphone. That just keeps giving and giving.
Excellent.
Put in the same quarter and it gives it right back to you.
It is. Quarter is very invaluable to me right now.
Will any quarter work, or will only that quarter work with that payphone?
No, any quarter will work in the payphone. It just is. I'm using the same quarter.
Because you only have one. You're poor, is what you're trying
only
to tell us.
Excellent. So apparently you just got let out of jail.
Yes, I am out of jail finally. Thank God.
What were you in for?
I was in for driving while suspended.
Driving while suspended.
And why were you suspended?
The big question is, why were you suspended?
No insurance.
No insurance. Okay.
Okay, that's cool. That's not actually a shitty reason.
What you had your license suspended because you were driving a car with no insurance?
Exactly.
Well, how does that make any sense?
Well, see, it's all because I didn't give this one company money so they could give the money to the government. It's all the government's fault.
Blame the government.
What country are you from, punk?
I'm in the States.
In the States. Well, he probably did it over and over again. Was it just once you drove without insurance and they took it away?
No. I got 2 driving while suspended, 3 no insurance tickets. All within like 2 months.
Ah, I see.
You became a favorite target, I see.
Yeah, they like my car.
That'll do it.
Okay, so they put you in jail for this traffic offense.
Yeah.
Do you still have to pay, like, fines, or are they taken care of now?
No, my fines are taken care of.
So I can handle it. How long were you in for?
20 days.
Oh, that's a long time. I can make that much money in 20 days.
Not worth it.
Well, you know, you work a little bit, kiss some ass, they give you money.
So you're outside right now on a payphone.
Mm-hmm.
Is it really, really cold there?
No, it's only like 0 degrees.
0 degrees.
0 degrees Fahrenheit or
Kelvin? 0 degrees Fahrenheit?
Yes.
Oh, that's pretty cold.
Where are you?
Is it cold?
It's like 32, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. It's very cold in Idaho.
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 Oh.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I'm having this weird idea I should, like, go up north for a few days.
Go up north? Well, it's all it is raining here. I think it's like 7 degrees out Celsius. So it's quite
about
nice
40.
Out here.
About 40 degrees.
Not exactly a white Christmas.
Oh, good. I'll come up there then.
Yeah, come and visit us for the New Year's party.
If I had the bus ticket fare, I would.
Yep. It's probably not that much. It's like $69 anywhere on the
Greyhound.
Where
are you planning on doing with yourself, punk?
What?
What are you planning on doing with yourself, punk?
Piercing myself.
Piercing yourself. This is a goal.
This is part of his reintroduction into society.
Yes.
as a criminal, is getting piercings.
Yes, I'm getting six of them.
Six of them.
Placed back in my body after Christmas.
Ouch.
And two new tattoos.
Two new tattoos.
Yes.
New tattoos. How many do you have?
I have four.
Wow.
And one of them is my Nomad tattoo.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
I don't think I've seen that.
That's because I don't have a picture of it yet.
I am
internet incapable.
Internet incapable. But you can use a phone and you know when we're on.
Yes, I do.
Excellent. Well, thanks for phoning in.
Yes.
Merry Christmas to you, punk.
What?
Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year, blah, blah, blah.
Say what the hell.
Is that quiet, is it?
No, he didn't say what the hell. He's on a payphone.
Oh.
I just turned it up, so.
All right.
But, yeah, why don't we extend this to eating humans, too? It's a big waste of meat.
Well,
it is.
Well, getting back to the cats, you know what they used to call cat meat back in the Civil War?
Roof rabbit.
Yep. Why?
Because people...
Oh,
because
cats got on the roof?
Yeah, cats go on the roof, and the thing
Drexel
is...
demonstrating what the army has done to him.
Why are cats and dogs have all these diseases? Is it more than other animals?
Well, no. Actually, cats... I know cats have a lot of the viruses that we have. And
transferable.
Yeah, the parasites and the viruses that we have, cats can get. And
but if you, like, barbecue them really, really good, like, well done...
Yeah.
We're not talking medium rare or rare here. We're talking well done.
Because there's other kinds
of
meat.
So what's the name of your cat? Smokey?
Oh.
Hickory.
Also, the other thing, I'll tell you the other reason why you wouldn't want to be eating cat or dog.
Yeah.
They're both carnivores.
Oh, yeah.
Trust me, you do not want to eat any animal that eats meat.
They're generally tougher, right?
Well, besides being tougher, also the...
usually bear and...
Yes,
and
but there's a... Well, bear's an omnivore.
But still, they
okay.
eat meat.
Okay.
They do, yeah. There's
yeah,
a...
Cats and dogs pretty much exclusively eat meat.
Yes.
No, my dog... I don't have a dog. My cat...
my dog...
has never eaten meat. He only eats these little granules of cat food. There's no meat there.
He's got a point.
I don't know. There's probably meat in those things.
No, there's no meat. That's...
You
meat
byproducts. Meat byproducts. Not meat products. Meat byproducts.
Much like that Libby's substance.
Yes. Libby's potted meat.
Potted meat.
Yes, it's unfit for cats, but they sell it to you for 33 cents a can.
Cheaper than dirt, really.
Yeah. That was the most disgusting stuff I've ever eaten.
Nothing quite like gritty kitty.
You were saying something, go on.
But there's a hormone that builds up in carnivores. I cannot remember the name of it, but builds up in the tissues of a carnivore that is actually not very healthy for animals to eat. I'm trying to think of the name of it now. I cannot think of the name. Well, never mind. It's not important.
So we shouldn't eat fish?
Actually, fish are something entirely different. And fish actually aren't very healthy for us anymore, considering the amount of mercury and other things that are in the water.
Oh, yeah.
I eat shellfish, which means I'm a complete and utter fucking idiot. But then again, I think all of our listeners probably already knew that.
They knew that. The next story is a bit crazy. Once in a while, I like to get these, because there's always tons of these. Man lived in girl's closet for 3 weeks.
Oh, there was that movie like that with a guy that looks like Gary Busey, but he's not Gary Busey.
Oh, really?
You know the really stupid...
No, but seriously.
Do you know the really...
The guy saw
that's
the movie.
Worse than Dak.
Do you know the worst stupid, the really stupid part about all that, I understood what she was talking about and knew the movie.
You're speaking Jack's language. You know that movie with the guy and it's on TV?
Who's
him!
Well, you know, that doohickey, that thing above, you know. You know what I'm talking about.
May you all burn in hell.
A man lived in a 15-year-old girl's bedroom closet for 3 weeks before her mother found out and had him arrested.
What, did the girl know about this?
Yes.
Okay,
the girl's mother discovered the 26-year-old man when she opened the closet to put away some sweaters and found some blankets, a pillow, and dishes. Her daughter then admitted that he had been living there since November 17th. Several pictures of the girl, including one which is naked, was also found in the closet. He was arrested and charged with corrupting a minor through sexually contact and illegally using a minor in nudity-oriented material. Charges carry a maximum penalty of 9.5 years in prison.
Wow.
The two met about 7 months ago over the internet.
Oh.
He promptly got in his pickup truck and drove to her house and lived in her closet for 3 weeks.
What the hell? Sign of a stable individual. Yes, it's true.
Baker said Martin avoided detection by staying in the closet when the girl's mother was at home, but had run of the house while she was at work. You would think that most people would discover this sometime before this, Baker said, but how often does a parent check a child's closet? Oh my god. That's pretty good.
Talking about coming out of the closet. Wow.
Pretty good at hide and seek.
No, that's shit. Just,
you know, I wish when I was 15 years old I had a woman in the closet. You know,
a 26-year-old woman in my closet when I was that age? Absolutely.
Ready to
go away, Mom Slam!
Spring out at a moment's notice.
What movie were you talking about?
There was a movie where there was this guy.
But he was in the walls.
He was living in the walls, yeah.
He got into a house just as they were finishing the construction, and he did something. He moved some walls or whatever. And
yeah,
and
he lived.
Got trapped? Or?
No. He built like these, this high.
Like
it was
a
like
false wall.
False wall, secret hiding place inside the wall.
Why?
And
he was mentally deranged? Or
I think it actually was Gary Busey.
Yeah.
So that'll explain it.
Ah, yeah.
The guy looked like Gary Busey, only wasn't Gary Busey. Yeah.
No, I think
what?
It may have been him.
This
but he looks like someone else.
I don't think it was Gary Busey. I think it was somebody like Gary Busey. There was a Gary
only
Busey.
Only different.
But you spend the whole movie going, damn, is that
Gary
Busey?
Yeah.
It's like I watched all of Brazil, and I'm like, man, that guy looks like De Niro.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm an idiot.
Didn't look at the box before the movie. Oh, the Quebecers are at it again.
Oh, what did they do now?
Quebec couple challenges language laws. A rural Quebec couple selling maple syrup through an English-only website will ask the courts to rule whether the province language laws applies to the internet. They were threatened and charged and threatened with a $302 fine after language officials concluded that their website violates provincial laws designated to protect the French.
Where is it hosted from?
That's what I'm wondering. I don't think it says where it's hosted, but because they're French,
must be in Quebec.
It may be.
It has to be because otherwise they couldn't touch them.
There was I recently
maybe
heard something about one
Quebec.
Law with
no.
this that I thought was just insane. I mean, most of these laws I can understand because they're desperately trying to hold on to their shrinking, dwindling culture that nobody
culture
which nobody really fucking cares.
If nobody cares about a culture, doesn't it deserve
it
to die?
It lasted what like 500 years or 400 years?
400 or 500 years.
And how long have they been having these language laws in order to protect it?
Actually,
like how long have they been doing
that? Only 50 years, or even less than that. Like
so it lasted like
years.
370 years without any help. But now it's in danger.
Apparently,
okay. If this sort of thing was going on in Germany during World War II, would be oh, that's typical of those damn fascists.
Oh, yeah,
but because it's
what about
Quebec,
keeping the Nazi spirit alive?
Yeah,
it's going to die if we keep stomping.
We
on
just
it.
Got shut down.
It deserves protection.
Oh,
it deserves
so screwed.
Protection. I am joking.
Apparently there was these kids. These parents wanted to send their kids to an English only school. But because both of them were French and French speaking, they're not allowed.
Yeah. Was it because they couldn't read the forms?
No. No, apparently they originally were brought up and they were listed in some sort of government registry as being francophones. Apparently if one of them had been an anglophone, they could have sent their kids to an English school.
Okay, well, I want to see.
So it's like kind of like, oh, I'm sorry, because
that.
I wasn't, because my parents weren't. I don't get a choice of what my kids will be. I'd have to leave the fucking province. Just, if I wanted my kids to,
like
to adopt
to
the rest of the
article or whatever it is you read about that, because that
just
sounds like bullshit.
For people that think that's, oh, that's reasonable, just extend it to, say,
nobody's
French or black,
anyways,
and English or white, and see if people have the same reaction to that. Oh, you're black. You can't send this kid
to a white school.
Yeah.
Unless
yeah.
One
a little
of
bit different now,
white.
Isn't it?
Oh, fuck. People would like... I'm serious. I can hear the fucking screams right now just even, like, thinking about that.
See, no, like, I'm still not buying that. You're going to have to... You're going to have to...
You can't believe that?
Information on it and send it to me. No, I can't, because...
But he didn't read
I can't
off
believe
the internet.
That I'm only hearing
it's
about it from
back.
You that I never heard it before.
I know, I was in the
I'm pretty
newspaper.
Sure
was,
I've heard that, too.
I was
I've
in
heard
the newspaper.
I've heard, if not that story, something similar to it before.
It was in the newspaper. There was a bunch of parents. They lost a court case to send their kids to an English-speaking school because both of them, in all cases, were Francophones.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the part that I couldn't understand. I couldn't understand if, like, hello, we're not allowed to having any English-only language schools in the province or
yeah.
in this area.
If that was it,
I could
I
understand.
Wouldn't be surprised.
No, that I could understand.
That I can understand,
but
yeah.
because both of the parents were both Francophones, you're not allowed to, like, you know, change your destiny. Sorry, you're a Francophone. You can never be anything but
you've
Francophone.
You've got two recessive genes. You can't be English.
Shouldn't that be covered on the Charter of
Rights and Freedoms?
Yeah, but apparently
I
this is what the provincial language law bullshit is all about.
I mean, I could see them getting around saying there's, you know, one language only, blah, 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 because, I mean, most countries have one
language. Language, yeah.
Ever, right? And Canada has two official languages, which is
doesn't the
maybe
state,
not odd.
The state doesn't have any official
no.
languages,
no, the state
right?
has English. They're very simple
it?
About that. Yeah, it
no,
is English.
I thought it didn't have
no,
any.
I saw this thing on television. It was very specific. The United States doesn't have an official
okay,
language.
Okay, that's, well...
And so whenever anyone from another language wants official papers or whatever, they have to get them in that, and it's costing them a lot of money.
No, I know. I do know. I do know the United States will give you...
They said that they had to,
okay.
and that what they wanted, these people that were presenting the show, wanted was to have an official language so that they didn't have to do all their shit anymore.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Prophet Music.
Hey, Music. How's it going?
Pretty good, actually.
Have we heard from you before, Music?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Have you phoned in before?
No, never.
I thought so. So what do you have to add to the conversation tonight?
Oh, actually, I haven't been listening because I've been A, grounded off the computer, and B, my brother's on right now, so...
All these people phoning in. I'm at a payphone. I haven't listened. Okay. That's okay. So, what did you want to phone in about?
At least your heart is with us.
Yeah, that's right. I've been listening to the Rant Radio CD beta thing to keep me in the sort of mood thing.
Keep you in the mood, keep you in the... yeah.
Well...
You can listen to the archives,
you'll
too,
be happy to know we have the shows yeah. on the archives now, so you can... play back
it's
and hear
very,
all these...
Yeah, it's very up-to-date. Maybe I put it on the internet about 2 or 3 days after.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, so instead of interrupting and taking a long time, two comments, and I'll hopefully make them really quick. One to Sean. I don't know if he's there. Hopefully he is. That about...
He's not here.
Oh, great.
He blew up last week. Bang!
Okay. All right, anyway, both the long walk... and the Guardian thing, I'm going to probably have to decline for now, because at the moment the system has been, well, the entire thing of getting guardianship is very unorganized, and I'd hope to instead sort of try to help you guys get this sort of thing together so that the next person can, you know, actually do that.
Okay.
And, all right, second thing to Sim, or the Rant Radio people, I see a whole bunch of stuff listed in your CDs that you guys have on the system. And yet, I hear a lot, but I mean, for the most part, you know, Lords of Acid, and a lot of similar stuff, but I never hear a lot of the stuff on those lists. Is there any chance of hearing any of that stuff, or...?
That is a complete list of my MP3s. I'm not going to put all that stuff on, because I have, like, Erasure and Pet Shop Boys and,
stuff
and rap on there.
Yeah,
and
stuff he's embarrassed of.
Yeah, stuff I'm embarrassed of. Actually, they don't fit the format.
Stuff I'd listen to.
Everything that's going to be on the playlist right now is going to be gone soon. I'm going to be putting up only independent artists. Very
well, you'll
soon.
Put up, if you got permission from someone else, you'd put
up. If I got permission from Velvet Acid Christ, I'd put them up, no problem. It's the permission to store the MP3 is what I need, because how else would I have the band? I don't own the CDs.
So in other words, you're going to be limited only to independent labels that don't care if people have their shit up on the internet.
That's right. And there's a lot of people that are in bands that are very, very good. And I'd rather be promoting them. There's one band that I play on the station. They used to be called Jar, and now they're called something else. I forget. But they're the only people that I've ever gotten email about. So they're going, who's this band? How can I find out more information about them? So I think it's a good thing to put independent artists up.
All right, yeah, totally. Cool.
So if you know of any very cool bands in your area or the ones that you know of that aren't signed to a label, just drop me a line.
I have a couple in mind, but I'll get that back to you sort of on whenever I get back online instead of taking up airtime here.
Sure, excellent.
I'll have a nice the rest of the show, you guys. What the hell?
Excellent. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, if anybody knows any bands or anything, info@rantradio.com.
That is so fucking. I'm not even going to get into it because we've argued this out 10,000 times. All I have to say is just the whole argument about, like, you know, licensing, especially something like this, you know,
free station. I have to pay.
Yeah, I just
have to pay what? You have to pay what?
Probably next year, middle of next year, I'll have to pay royalties for people that I'm playing on a station that I don't make money on.
For what? What do you mean? What are you talking about? Oh, the music you're playing right
now? Yeah.
And who contacted you to sell you this?
Nobody has yet.
No, this
yet.
Is just what they're talking about.
Nobody has yet because they can't enforce it. Some Canadian radio stations have been talked to. Like, they can't really do anything, but they've been talked to. Probably middle of next year, it's like 3.5% of your income. Total income of the radio station.
Okay, why don't you give them that?
That sounds good. They'll probably put in another clause or $10,000.
Yeah,
probably.
Whichever is highest.
I went over this. I went over this last week. I'm going to go over it again because it's just mind-bogglingly insane for me. CBC was planning on opening a third. CBC stands for the Canadian Broadcast Corporation.
Flybanger, yes, Flybanger.
Was planning on starting a third. Radio station called CBC3, which was going to promote nothing but independent Canadian labels.
Hey, that sounds
small
great.
Small bands, everybody, rap, modern music, that type of stuff. The stuff that never gets any fucking play.
Just a big mix of everything. You probably have specific shows.
Yeah, specific.
Now it's the rap hour.
Now it's the, the CRTC, which is the Canadian...
Regulatory radio television... Conspiracy.
Yeah, conspiracy. stated that, and I quote, "No, you'll oversaturate the market."
You'll oversaturate the market.
They were talking specifically about the rap and everything else. There were
oversaturated with independent artists?
Yeah, yeah. And here's the other thing.
Or with rap?
There was no rap stations in Vancouver. 3 weeks after they give them that ruling, they grant license to two separate radio stations to start playing rap from big labels.
How did that happen? Little money slipped under the table.
Can I get
the
a pang?
Pocket?
Can I get a pang, please?
You may have a pang. Oh, I'm going to turn it up. Need a big pang. There you go.
Thank you. That felt
big
so much better.
Oh, you guys can't hear that, can you?
No. I heard it. I heard it.
This is echoed through your headphones.
Okay.
The people out there can hear. We have a computer we can play sound effects on. Very cool.
Ooh. I just cannot fucking believe that. I mean, it's just...
What do you say, really?
I can't. I mean, I'm not making a joke. I'm not overacting with this.
I'd rather they come out and say, no, we're not going to do it because you're not making any money.
Yeah.
Until a big company comes along and gives us the payola, we'll do that then.
Yes.
But
I mean, just, you know, there was a
don't
point.
Don't lie to us.
There was a point where I actually believed
the Canadian Royalties Transfer Corporation.
There we go. Thank you.
Excellent. Royalties Transfer Corporation. That's perfect.
Well, let's move on to something else before I have an aneurysm.
The next story, it's to do with the U.S. Censorware to be mandatory in schools and libraries.
What?
Yeah, it's supposed to be done by September 30th, but Congress finally finished its budget for this year. The massive... Okay, let's try and find...
That'd be good.
...where it is. Earlier this year, an 18-member commission appointed by Congress rejected the idea of mandating the use of blocking software, which is notoriously clumsy and inevitably restricts the access to valuable protected free speech. But they are... Essentially, it says that any school or library which receives federal funds to build its network must install censorware. Since these funds are the chief way that poor and middle-income areas are bring the internet into public institution, effectively this means that only rich counties will have the option of uncensored internet. So I thought libraries were one of the last bastions of free speech.
Like of information, anyway.
Information, well, and I think free speech too. Like, I thought they weren't allowed to take books off shelves at libraries. It was like every book.
You know, it's really scary when you wake up one morning and find you do live in a dystopia.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna have to disagree.
Uh oh.
I don't have a problem with that.
You don't have
a problem... Oh,
with censorship?
So the little kids can't surf for porn in their school?
No, I'm not talking...
Oh, my heart is bleeding.
I'm not talking about that, but I'm talking about where, you know, the only way you can have free access, complete access, so we're not just talking about porn, we're talking about, you know, access for some of the other things, is if the area you live in has enough money to pay for it?
You get the... Yeah. Because it's sponsored by the government, they have to put it in. If it's not a library that gets federal funding... They can do whatever they want.
See, the thing is, it's not an issue... No, I don't want little kids to have porn.
No, neither do I.
Right? But it's a matter of you give them an inch, they take a mile, right? It's just the first step.
But
it might not be. Sure, the world could be perfect and they could start this, you know, make the precedent of having censorship okay in the library and not take it past what we think is acceptable, right? But they will... Given time,
all censorship software is flawed.
Yeah, you can't make the library carry every book there is.
No, but you shouldn't limit what they have, right? You shouldn't say
Mein Kampf must be out of the library. We must burn all Mein Kampfs, right? They should have that book.
You know better than the guy who wrote it.
No, I think you're worse.
It's not that the library has every book, but there shouldn't be a rule that says the library can't have this.
That's right.
The library can't have that.
They can't mandate you must have every book. But all the censorware... software for the internet is flawed. Every single one. It blocks safe sex sites. It blocks information about just tons of stuff. If you have certain words on your website, you can't. It'll block it.
I heard.
I believe Rant Radio is blocked on some of them too. I know Cult is for sure.
Yeah, I know.
Why?
And 26.
Because the word Cult. Names. Word Cult.
Swearing. Swearing on it. It's blocked
well,
any kind of
swearing. Tell you the truth, I wouldn't really want, you know, a 12, 13-year-old to be listening to us. I say things that I want no one with a young, impressionable mind to like, actually...
I don't mind
most of our rant radio listeners actually hearing this stuff because they're already corrupted. I mean, I hate to tell you this, you're all going to hell, okay?
With us. We're all going in one cart.
I don't know how to tell you this, but welcome to the 2000s, and that includes anyone above the age of 8 now.
Yeah, I know. It's
I used to work in a library, and the librarian used to keep some of the more questionable paperbacks behind the desk, like the V.C. Andrews books, which are really popular with teenage girls.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
smutty.
I only read.
Our librarian, she kept it behind the counter because she just wanted to, as a single, as an individual. I mean, she could probably get sued and mm-hmm. you know thrown in jail for doing this, but she just felt that she had a moral obligation to make sure that the really young girls weren't taking.
Yeah.
Out
do
books.
We need to put Playboy on the front stand in bookstores or anything like that? No. As long as it's accessible.
Up until now,
it could be a slippery slope putting it behind the counter. And then
there's been the opportunity for individual people to make that call to say, okay, I'm going to put the Playboy on the top.
I'm going to put
the V.C. Andrews. But with the internet, it brings in a whole new paradigm. And the censoring tools right now are not perfect.
Right,
but
it's not like the
it's
computers in a library are in little private cubicles, you know, where nobody can see what you're doing. They're not in the Vancouver library anyways. I mean, you go there and there's the computers lined up. They're out in the middle of the open and... It's not like...
So you got shut down, hey?
What's that?
Ow.
I'm just teasing you.
You couldn't
it's
get
like
the book.
It
I still don't get it.
Like you weren't.
They said no porn for you, Drexel. Oh.
I have a computer at home. If I want porn, yeah, you know, I'm set.
Right. Just make sure the girlfriend's not home.
No, but my point is, it's not like.
But the thing is it's not. It's not that they're trying to, you know. Censor what people are saying. Really what they're doing is they know they're going to have to answer to the taxpayers, to irate people, and so they're just stopping the crazy Christian parent group from coming down there.
Gargoyle Snake
by
says...
By stopping it before the fact.
I don't think so. I understand the reason they want to do it. They don't want kids to be getting that porn, but well, especially, you know, the government giving it to them, essentially.
But the
right?
thing is, how
but
are these kids
it's
looking
not,
for
it's not
porn?
That, it's not what their intention is. It's the side effect. I mean, they're censoring.
There was somebody. It was I believe
internet.
It was Derek who. Inky who made a wonderful quote last night. He used the quote: "People who will sacrifice, you know, a little freedom for security, get neither and deserve, or get none and deserve neither." And
yeah.
I mean, that is so fucking true. I mean,
mm-hmm.
yes, I agree that we should be protective of children, but the thing is.
To a point, not
it's,
to sacrifice
not
our own
society
freedom.
Society who should be doing this. This is the role of the parent, and I agree.
Oh, and
yes.
they've been doing such a great job.
No,
so
but that's
far,
the that's the point.
Today?
I'm sorry. I'll tell you the
I know
the,
they
I'll
are
tell
bad.
You, I'll tell you the degree of freedom I'd like to do. I wish to God. I mean, you can be you'd have to be licensed to drive a car. You have to be licensed to carry a fucking gun. But
yeah.
you know, in both cases, because you can use these instruments to fuck up another person's life. But it's okay to make a life and fuck it.
I find it interesting that you would say that's like
it goes to the other extreme.
We're talking about
no, because
censoring the library, and you're talking about censoring
parenting
children.
I'll tell you, that's
a far higher level.
I agree.
Of fascism
no, I agree.
Than what we're talking about.
I agree.
Right now.
I agree. 100%. That is about the most fascist statement I think I've ever made. But very simply, I'll be completely honest. Well, I'll get right down to the bones of what my secret goal is. I'd like to make sure stupid people stop having children.
Yeah, no, me too. But they're going to win because they like...
How can you do
but
that
let's
in
put it
a
this
nice
way.
Way?
Consider the amount of the stupid people in the world. If the stupid people stop breeding, there'll be a lot less people in the world.
You know what it comes down to? I agree.
Stupid people have a penance for breeding, though.
I agree with you, Dotcom Girl, in the sense... Like, I think that if you're doing it for the right reason, you can guarantee it's limited. Well, it's a good idea. But it's the same sort of thing. I agree in principle, but there's a difference between what... I think is a good idea and what I think should actually be done. Like,
yeah.
I think it's a good idea to run around and shoot criminals in the face with a gun. Would I do it? No.
No.
Do I think that the government should be allowed to do it?
Me.
No. Do I think it's all right for cops to shoot criminals just because they're bad?
No.
No. I'm not going to cry over the death of some, you know, murderer.
What if they say, oh, Drex is a criminal.
Oops, boom. I thought he had a gun, bang. But I think
because
it's wrong.
The candy bar
I'll tell you why, because in both cases, it's only very few inches from, you know, this person being a real criminal to...
Yeah, but that's just an example.
Just being,
I'm not trying
to
get
it on to a different topic. To being a political dissident and becoming, you know, a criminal.
But I'm not taking it down to that margin. I'm just saying it's wrong to have police... executing people just because they think they're bad. It's not up to them, and
you know,
and we can't have that level of chaos going on, right?
You know,
but
or they're carrying a firearm,
yeah,
as if the New York can we get a close up of that?
Four people will see that.
So that the NYPD like, hey, look, I've got a gun, New York.
Yeah,
it's a wallet. Wow.
Well, if your crime was being dressed up like a rapper, then.
Yeah. Oh, well, we'll just shoot all people that look like rappers.
Oh, for sure.
Who was that actually died? It was an actor.
It was an actor guy.
What was his name?
He was dressed up like a gangster, kind of.
Yeah, he was dressed up like
I don't
a
know.
Dressed up like a gangster, and there was somebody else at a costume party dressed like
a
cop who was a cop.
Right.
He pointed his fake gun at the cop, going, "This would be funny because I'm dressed up like a gangster hoodlum, and he's dressed up like a cop." So there's that kind of duality thing going down there, and the cop who was not just dressed up like a cop was thought it wasn't funny
it was,
and shot him.
It was someone outside the window. Cops were like busting the place or something like that.
No. I remember a party.
Oh,
yeah.
It was
a party.
Yes, it was a party or something. But they shot him. The cops outside looked through the window and saw this and shot him or something.
Yeah.
I don't I remember.
Or
we're
blah,
talking
blah,
about
blah.
This right here.
Seven dwarves, blah, blah, blah.
But, you know? If these kids are like, I don't find things that I don't look for on the internet. I think if they're old enough or have enough knowledge to type in words on the computer, why shouldn't they be able to see it?
www.kinkyslutwhore.
Yeah, why would they know that?
Because little kids talk.
I knew. Well, there you
I
go.
Knew stuff like
they
that
network.
When I was little.
They're gonna,
they network. At five,
gonna,
I think I knew those words.
Yes.
They're going to find out anyway. And
actually, I was kind of slow. I did not know the word kinky until, well, Candace. And then I really discovered what that word meant.
Dak will like this next story. Deaths linked to websites. The deaths shocked many in one of the world's fastest-growing internet markets, a contract murder and suicide pact allegedly arranged through a website.
God, I got to get on the internet. What's this?
On Monday, authorities arrested a 26-year-old man on suspicion of failing to prevent the suicides of two people whom he met through a suicide website. Basically, the website, you say, I want to commit suicide, but I don't want to do it myself. I want you to do it. So you sign your name up, you give him some money. It was $830.
Hey, that's a movie, too.
Yeah.
That's a movie.
Everything's a movie. $830
for
the
original
guy.
In Hollywood,
like,
anymore.
Are you projecting the future, or are you saying you've seen this movie?
I've seen this movie.
I have, too.
And he has no way to call off the
deal. And it had that Busey guy,
too,
right?
No, Bulworth. Bulworthy.
Bulworth! With the future president.
Really?
What's his name?
I didn't see that movie.
Warren
this
Beatty.
Was in
Warren
that?
Beatty. Yeah, Warren Beatty is a politician who goes completely insane.
But it's because of insurance. You don't get insurance for your family if you kill yourself, so you have to get someone else.
So he decides to have himself whacked.
Yeah.
And then he goes completely insane. He starts rapping. He starts saying
just
things.
Just hanging out with Halle Berry.
He was just completely fucked up, and it was a hysterical movie. And,
great movie.
All of
a guy on a suicide mission.
And right. he doesn't care. He knows
he spoke his mind.
He's completely spoke his
amazing.
Mind about politics. So, of course, now everybody in the country is like going, he's insane. I have to vote for him.
He speaks the truth.
Yes. So now his career gets completely turned around, and he actually wants to live, so he cannot call off the hit.
I see.
And it's really,
yeah.
It's good. It's actually well thought out. It was funny. It was Warren Beatty who's like finally made up for Ishtar with this film.
Still no forgiveness for
what
Dick Tracy.
No.
It's Warren Beatty and
Dustin Hoffman. In possibly the worst film.
Working their way across the desert.
Do you know what a road picture
good
is?
Good premise.
What a road picture is.
Yeah.
A road picture were the films that were done
that were done by Bing Crosby and Bob Hope, and they don't do golfing jokes. And
there was a lot
it was
of really
funny about 50 years ago.
Yeah, it was a road movie.
The one with John Candy and Steve Martin. That's a road movie.
That's a kind of a road movie. Yeah,
they're together. They're trying to get to another place.
Yeah.
And any which way they can.
Yeah, they have a lot.
What a road movie is.
Yeah.
She's too young to know what a road movie is.
I know what it is.
Is it Cannonball Run?
Yeah, where they
Smokey and the Bandit.
Well, that's a
what about all those movies?
Kill movie.
How about Forces of Nature? How about Dogma?
How come they don't have movies with more gorillas
Dogma?
In them like
yeah.
they used to in there?
More gorillas with them like they did.
We're missing the gorillas.
Where are the gorillas?
I was promised gorillas.
My parents took me to see every one of those.
The monkeys, the finger people.
Brilliant
humor.
Where is that era gone?
TBS.
Also known as the butcher station.
This is one step away from suicide booths.
Okay, so back to the website, Samarian.
Cool.
Yeah.
What do you got?
How did it conclude? Did they die?
So how did
it
conclude, Sam? Yeah.
There are reports that members of such suicide sites are holding regular offline meetings. There are dozens of suicide sites in Korea, and the authorities said they would scrutinize them closely. Some offer advice and support to prevent suicides, but others seem to advocate it, even providing details on different methods. Many have closed down in recent days. We've done that on the show.
Yeah.
One of those sites that they outline like hundreds of ways to off yourself. It says how painful it is, how exactly to do it, and
I have a question. Have 6+ billion people on this planet. Okay, now I know everyone knows my opinion about this.
Kill them all, let God sort them out.
Yeah, but why?
Every life is sacred.
You know, I think that was the problem I had the most with basically the Catholic Church. Well, actually, it was that and masturbation, but we won't go into that.
Your face, they prevented it from the simple pleasures in life.
No, we only have one spike. Two would be luxury.
Uh-oh.
You just unplugged.
Jack lost his feed. He's going to scream until he gets it again.
Please stop screaming. For the love of God, please stop screaming.
We're screwed. The population keeps getting bigger.
And we're not eating cats and dogs.
Not eating cats and dogs.
And there's not enough land to grow the food for, you know, I don't know if there's enough land to grow the food for how many people there is right
now. There's tons. It's just the distribution.
There's mathematically enough land, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, we're going to approach the point where it's not mathematically enough.
I think they said 7.5 billion people is where we reach the cutoff point.
Yeah.
And also, not only that, we are now currently using, slow renewables resources faster than the replacement. The actual...
The long-term ones are... gone.
Yeah, long-term resources, bye-bye, you know.
But anyways, and we cry, you know, like when there's World War II and 22 million people die, and we're like, oh, what a tragedy, 22 million, what is that in a dent in the world,
that's what
right?
We do. We need a website that totals, takes the total amount of people that have been whacked in, like, murders, wars.
Adds them up.
Adds them up for the day, and we have a daily total. Come on, people, we can get out there, we can do better.
Just a little bit higher. Back to Red Dwarf. And now back to Red Dwarf. Please keep pledges.
And the whole reason for curing cancer isn't because, you know, you're saving lives. It's because, well, it's kind of a...
it keeps the meat less chewy.
Oh!
It's a whole new meat to Canadian back bacon.
It's not a very efficient disease. It's slow. It's a waste of time.
Resources.
We might as well get rid of this disease and make room for other diseases that kill quicker.
Ebola!
Ebola! Yeah, Ebola's too quick. It's so quick that it kills all the people and doesn't
get
enough
cancer.
Not only
that, the good news is that within the next 10 years, they're predicting a worldwide pandemic that could wipe out like half the world's population.
They say that could wipe out half the world.
Well, we all had this sinus cold this year.
Well, actually, do you know
like
we are
prepping us?
We are 12 years behind. On a pandemic. We're supposed to get we're supposed to get one every 90 years. And
because the population just increases that much that the chances raise enough that there's some chance of a disease
or
happening.
Or it could have something to do with some sort of natural cycle where the virus is hiding.
Yeah.
It's God's will.
Apparently, the plagues that have gone on in history, they can time them with massive volcanic eruptions. And they
that Discovery episode too.
No, I read it in a magazine.
The magazine saw the Discovery episode.
I think the idea is that it puts so much ash in the air that it makes it more humid because that changes the
environment, which changes
the environment and makes it more humid, which makes
viruses breeding ground.
Well, literally what they say, remember that there was, you might have heard about like chaos theory or some things where they say that a butterfly flaps its wings in like Okinawa and we get a hurricane
in Miami.
Everything's connected.
It is in a very big way.
Yes.
Something like that. And so...
Oh, you weren't going anywhere.
No, I wasn't going anywhere.
Oh, okay.
No,
he's just randomly going off again.
It's Jack. His stories never lead anywhere. Expecting something different.
Suck my dick.
No.
Lick my ass.
No.
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 Fuck off and die.
All right.
Do it on
not
your...
Yet.
One
not
out
yet.
Of three. Your odds are improving, Desmond.
I'm going to treat this like a classroom. Do it on your own time, Desmond.
Please don't share with the class.
Unless you have enough for everyone.
I don't care.
I don't want any personally. But.
You can have my share.
Thanks. I've got a song I'm going to play. It is called, it's called Stan. It's a playoff of Eminem's song. It's Christmassy. It's very funny.
Okay.
It's an Eminem song. Yeah, so here we go.
Right.
On Rant Radio.
I'm sure he'll love it.
Oh, is this the Santa Claus?
I got out of bed.
This is actually really funny.
I can't believe it's Christmas morning. And I don't give it all. I thought that this was supposed to be the day to deck the hall. But he forgot again. And I'm so mad. I'm so mad. A long ago, I'm wondering why. Christmas morning, and I don't give it all. I thought that this was supposed to be the day to death the hall, but he forgot again, and I'm so mad, I'm so mad.
Dear Santa, I wrote, but you ain't brought me nothing. I sent you a whole gift list, but I still haven't got none. I sent two letters back in autumn. You must not have got them. It probably was a problem with the elves up there or something. Maybe them midgets didn't know that Christmas was coming. But anyways, fuck it. What's been up, man? How's your reindeer? I put cookies on the roof for them to eat when they get here. You missed my house this time. That's okay. Maybe next year. Wake my ass up then, and we'll have a light beer. On my list are some things that I want you to bring me. When you get a chance, please drop them all down my chimney. What I asked you for was PlayStation from Sony, and Play-Doh, and Legos, and skates, and a pony. That's all that I want, and this year I've been good. So please, fill up that sack, and swing by my hood, if you could. Truly yours, your biggest fan, this is Stan.
A month ago, I'm wondering why I got out of bed at all. I can't believe it's Christmas morning, and I don't give it all. I thought that this was supposed to be the day to death the hall, but he forgot again, and I'm so mad, I'm so mad.
Dear Santa, I can't believe you forgot me again. Ain't shit sitting underneath the tree in my den. You didn't bring Legos or Play-Doh or Sony. How am I supposed to get to school with no skates or a pony? I saw you at the mall, sing about you in choir. When my friend called you fake, yo, I called him a liar. Now I'd like to grab your neck and set your beard on fire. Do you know that song about the grandma who got run over by a reindeer who came down and landed right on her? She got crushed on Christmas Eve, now me and Grandpa, we believe. That's kind of how this is. You could have made me believe, too. Now it's too late. I'm about to convert to a Jew. And all I wanted was a lousy gift under the tree. But now I'm fucked up because you forgot me. I love you, Santa. We could have been together. Think about it. You ruined it. Now I hope you can't sleep and you dream about it. And when you dream, Ma, I'll be down in a minute. I hope you dream about elves kicking you in the nuts. And Frosty the Snowman icing you up the butt. Okay, Ma. Santa, I'll explain this real simple. I'm going to see the rabbi. He's waiting down at the temple. Even circumcision can't be much worse than what I've been through. So next year at this time, sing the filter fish. Happy Hanukkah, St. Dick, because Stan's turning Jewish.
A lump of gold, I'm wondering why I got out of bed at all. I can't believe it's Christmas morning, and I don't give it all. I thought that this was supposed to be the day to deck the hall, but he forgot again, and I'm so mad, I'm so mad.
Ho, ho, ho. Dear Stan, I meant to write you sooner, but this year have been busy. Santa Claus feel real bad he didn't come down your chimney. Dang it all, too, because you ain't been naughty, you been nice. Guess Santa Claus checked his list once, but forgot to do twice. Oh, well, that's the way things go at the North Pole. Sometimes hard to remember Santa Claus getting old. But what this year you say about becoming a Jew and cutting on your ding-dong? Is that what they do? Hold up right there, because that's some crazy-ass shit. Santa Claus don't let nobody chop on his dick. And what the hell you talking about us being together? That type of thing there, that's for men who wear leather. That's gay talk right there. That's H-O-M-O. You sending this here letter from San Francisco? That's good. San Francisco, that's a coming on to the good one right there. But anyways, what the hell? Oh, yeah. Don't be so gay. And about turning Jewish, call Malone, say, or they. Hang on in one more year and you got a gift coming. Santa Claus gonna bring you a nice blonde white woman. And if Stan ate you good, she looked like Kate Hudson. And that Kate, that's a good look. Tom Malone loved to put that Kate Hudson right up on lap and make all kind of sex on his trouser shorts. Mm-hmm. All right, then. Tom Malone got to go back to whipping on Elf. Merry Christmas time, Stan. And don't play with yourself. Ho, ho, ho.
That was great. Oh.
Ah!
turn it down.
For the love of God. Oh, I thought that ringing only happened in my ears.
I heard that in the radio. I just had to find it and play it.
That is good.
It's funny.
It's very, very
good. If we've taken requests for Christmas songs, I'd like to hear the Mr. Guess in.
We have that. We have it.
Eminem came up with that song that was like based on.
Yeah.
Now when I hear Eminem's other songs, I think, oh, it's that idiot who has that other song. Like,
oh, don't base it on that one.
No. Okay, he made it, okay? He didn't have to do that stupid, horrible song.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So cheesy and ridiculous.
It's a very dumb song. I don't know why he put a video out to that one.
I don't know why he made the song. Like, what were you thinking? Is this going to
succeed?
There
you go. There you go.
He wasn't thinking. He wasn't.
I know it's about PR. It's probably to make a. But who is it going to help?
It's very radio friendly because of the chick singer.
It's not radio friendly. Well, I guess
on the radio.
Not only that,
I
think if you count the swears I think he has the largest lowest swears per on that song.
Is he supposed to be appealing to these kids' parents? Because it's not going to work. I'm sorry. If I was a parent, I wouldn't be thinking, oh, well, you know, the Eminem guy, he's not so bad now. I'd be like,
yeah. Listen to the whole song.
I'd just be agreeing with my kids and they went, I can't believe
suicide.
He made this song.
I must have missed something because, like, when I was growing up, my mom never cared what I was listening to because... Well, maybe because none of it was really that bad. I mean, the worst stuff I was listening to was Pink Floyd, you know? It was
My God!
Back then.
It was never, I mean, even though this controversy was going around, you hear the voice of Satan. You know,
cool, tune in Tokyo.
If my son's clever enough to put on the record and play it backwards somehow, then...
My father would have been like, you idiot, you're ruining the needle, you know?
Yeah, my parents didn't hassle me about music, but I don't think they, you know, heard the music I was listening to, so they wouldn't know. I mean, it's not like...
No, it's just, I don't know what
it
was.
They didn't like
just,
my music.
I think that's logical, you know, your parents had taste. I think what it is just...
They didn't care either.
I know. Maybe my parents actually, like, you know, trusted me to have, like, you know, sound judgment type
thing. I think they just didn't care.
Oh, okay.
They
didn't love me.
Don't you think that the parents take away the music from their kids they're good enough parents that they've taught their kids enough moral values?
I think that's what it comes down to.
I'm too bad of a parent, so I got to take away anything that might influence my kid.
It's like, wow.
That's
you know,
how I see it. That's what pisses me off about...
Ladies
you know,
and gentlemen,
people getting all upset about role-playing games and video games.
That's right.
Violent video games and role-playing games and parents saying they don't want their kids playing them, it just shows a lack of faith, if you ask me.
Well, there's D&D around when...
Yeah, yeah. That was the one issue where I remember my mom said, somebody told me that that's involved in, like, you know, Satan and magic and everything. I said, well, you fight demons, you use magic. Do you really think you're using magic? No. It's a fucking game. I rolled dice. What has dice got to do with magic? No.
It's like, you want to sit on one, Mom?
It's a modern way to cast spells. You know, like, way back then, they had to, like, get frog's legs and, you know, hair of a new...
And in Haiti, they toss chicken bones.
You just throw the dice, and if you get the right number, the spell's cast. You better not fuck with me, Mom.
No, so my mom was like, okay, so you don't really believe in any of this. I said, of course not. It's a game. At which point, I think that was the last conversation I had other than, what are you going to actually find a job? You know?
Are you doing your homework?
The important things.
Mom. I don't think your math homework has a charisma of 16, Mike.
Yeah, but then neither do you, Ma.
Yeah, go ahead. Just my mom.
Slam your mom. Yeah.
Here's a good
showed her
argument for independent bands. Band rages against Napster, ban of fans. You remember when Metallica and Dr. Dre banned their fans from using Napster?
The losers.
Mm-hmm. Rage Against the Machine was banned on Napster, so if you typed in Rage Against the Machine, they found you. You were banned too. But it was done by the record company this time instead of the actual artists. And Rage Against the Machine didn't want that.
So what did Rage Against the Machine do?
Well, they're trying to get the band lifted from Napster. I don't know how far it's gone. I haven't followed up on it, but and they put up a whole bunch of free samples on their website.
Hang on one second. I just want to go through this in my head. Okay, the name of the band is Rage Against the Machine, which is against. Okay. Anyone out there want to actually work out what the word irony really means?
No kidding.
There's your Christmas
present. They're controlled by the machine now.
Wow.
But it must be horrible being in a band, having no control over your actual music.
Yeah, that must be really horrible to get signed with a big label. It puts a lot of energy and money into.
That's right.
I don't understand it. I didn't want to sign with a big label. They just drove up with
Well, you get lots of money for it, but it's the cost of your freedom, right?
I think another word might
it's
be your soul.
Right?
Oh, I know.
So,
what are you saying?
I'm just thinking.
.com girl, come on, cough it up. What are you saying?
I'm sorry, but if you sign with a label, you sold your soul. Sorry.
That's right. All your rights have
to just make sure you have the
right
price. Go with a different label. Start your own label.
Mm-hmm.
Don't sign with them and then be shocked when they do something like
that. Or separate it enough out that it's your own label, but you're still under those other
or
labels.
Then there's symbol.
But then there's the problem with, you know, and I didn't come up with this information. I just heard it from you guys. With the whole payola thing and whatever, right? And if you don't have a label, you're never
going to
get on the radio.
You're not
going to
get
any
money. That was the problem
I
have.
The problem is
it ends up being a deal
your
with the devil.
Stink.
Either you go independent and die like virtually unknown, or you sell your soul to the company, and you get promoted everywhere, and you get international fame
Why
and fortune.
Why are you sticking now? They've been there for a while, haven't they?
It's Christmas feet.
The expiry date just happened.
Yeah, rolled over.
Explain for our listeners, Dak's feet have just been declared an environmental hazard.
Greenpeace
is on its
way.
Here's the scary part. I had a shower before I left, and these are clean socks.
Were you wearing
them
in the shower?
That's an accomplishment.
Ladies and gentlemen, it was
pumice
yearly
stone.
Shower.
Pumice stone.
Oh, no. Dak, honey, it's the shoes.
Yeah, it's got to be the boots.
You got to have two pairs of shoes, and you got to rotate them. Shoes need 8 hours to dry.
8 hours to dry.
She's right.
Yeah.
That's why Samarian has two pairs of shoes now.
Yeah. Oh!
Don't stink.
Click, click.
That horrific popping sound that came from your knee.
No, that was his knee. That was his hip.
I didn't hear that.
Oh, that was his ankle. I stand corrected.
Okay. I thought it was your hip.
Nope.
So what does everyone want for Christmas? Or is the luster gone out of Christmas
for everyone? I never.
Nobody
really
can afford what I want.
This is
what it comes down to. If I want something, I'm not so poor that I can't go out and buy it. So I have all the little things.
Yes.
It's the big things I need. And, of course, who's going to be able to afford to buy me, tires
right.
for my van or...
A Nike missile base.
Nike missile base. There you go.
Two-headed cats and Mecca.
That's right.
Well, Mecca's a given. Mecca's good, not just at Christmas, anytime.
I'll just be happy with the Star Cruiser.
I want superpowers.
Superpowers, yes, definitely.
I'd like to be exempted from gift giving and receiving next year.
That is in itself a superpower, by the way.
There's a gift.
You don't like giving and receiving
gifts? I have
gifts.
An answer to your
Stressful.
Problem. I have an answer. Just treat everyone you meet like absolute shit. Then it won't be a problem next
They
year.
Won't expect it.
I gave him a gift, though.
No, really? You don't like giving gifts? I'm just curious.
Well, I don't mind giving them. I just don't like buying them.
Or giving them
Shopping
to people
them.
Because they gave you a gift.
I don't like getting someone a gift
obligation.
That I didn't see the gift and go, that's what I want to get them.
Well,
that's a perfect gift.
If I don't like that, I don't like spending money.
If I could,
I would have given every one of the people I know a gift, but I can't afford that.
Yeah.
Another
factor
even
sometimes.
If you can't afford it, you kind of think, like, well, it's my money.
Well, no, it's... I see. You are a .com girl.
I think you kind of got that internet morality. There are some people that I bought gifts for, and I was excited about buying them the gifts, and I purchased the gifts, and it gave me joy to give them. But
yes.
I just think that we're all too caught up in this guilt thing, and everyone complains about it. Everyone bitches about their Visa bill, and, it's so funny, January Visa bill. It's not funny. You're all a bunch of idiots.
Yes, I know. No, you are
I
right.
never thought it was funny.
By the way, Merry Christmas. Thank you very much.
Oh, but
your
I
gift.
Don't buy...
What was that?
I don't
Me not
buy
buying
presents
one for you.
For... I don't buy presents for all the people I would like to buy a present
No, but I,
for.
But
yeah.
I,
so
I
not...
had... I, like, what I was trying to say is I have a list of people that I feel... Not that I have to give them a gift because... of like something they've done for me, but because of the importance those people had in my life over the last
Don't
year.
Don't forget the precedent you set by buying them a gift last year.
Yes, that too.
Yeah. So there's like a couple of people. And this year, because of the fact that I had to get like dental work done, I was not able to buy a gift for everyone that I wanted to. Like, I wasn't able to buy a gift for Ronan Medic, which I feel very bad about.
Oh, no big deal.
I wasn't able
to... But it takes effort to get a good present.
No, that's the one thing I do.
I don't have time to put that much... Honestly, I don't have time to find a good present for everybody. My best friend, Corey, crappy present this year. I went to the mall a few times, and I thought about it for a long time, but I couldn't think of a single good thing to get him.
No? He didn't ask for anything? Nothing he wants?
Just new tires for his van.
No, I need new tires for my van. He doesn't have a van.
You buy them for him, and then he'd be like,
"Well, then he needs a van."
Oh, I don't need these. They're kind of like buying chocolates for your mom who doesn't eat chocolate.
Oh, I'll just take those.
I forgot you were diabetic.
I'll just take those back.
I used to do the worst thing, and it wasn't intentional. I just used to do the worst thing to my mother, in the fact that she would go out and she would like spend time trying to come up with a perfect present for me. I'd be walking through the mall, and unintentionally, I'd look over and go, "Hey, I need one of those. It's on sale. I'll grab it, and I'll come home." And my mom's got this look on her face like, "You ass." Whole.
I've done that.
Yeah, but that's just
a
it.
Couple
when
times.
You, when you see something you want, you buy it, right?
So I actually had that turned on me this year. I bought a gift for my roommate, Ronan, not an arc, and I bought it for him. I'm gonna wrap it. It's sitting on his bed, waiting for him to get home because he had gone off to Flatland in the middle of the country.
Yeah, Seismonautica. Capital of Seismonautica.
Capital of Seismonautica, and
Calgary,
and. I don't go into his room at all, and Saturday night, the day before he gets back, one of my friends are over, so I figure I'll go borrow a couple of his CDs to play, and reach into the top, and there's the CD I bought him unwrapped.
Oh, no.
Look over, there's the package on the bed. Well, I'm going to be finding him another gift.
Just redistribute the gift.
Yeah, exactly.
Give
that's what
that
I did.
One to
I gave,
somebody
I
else.
Gave that to somebody else who wouldn't actually, I wouldn't have gotten a gift from me otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you airmailed it to Sarriet, apparently.
And
yeah.
A precedence has been set. You're screwed, man. You're increasing your circle of presents.
I just have a question. You buy music?
he's not on the internet.
He's not on the internet.
He has to still buy music.
Well,
it's
to give you an idea, my gifts so far this year have been somebody burned a bunch of CDs for me.
No, they didn't. Of all their own music. They sung it themselves and
they performed it themselves. Yes. Even wore the
non-copyrighted material as well. Original.
Somebody else gave me a copy of a book.
Yeah.
Of the what do you call those? The Darwin Awards, which if I had the internet, I could have seen myself.
Oh,
but it's
okay.
All in book form.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, that's probably pretty
it's
cool.
Like the internet in convenient book form.
Yeah.
Yes. Wow, there's it's printed out for
and
you. That's pretty handy.
You can surf on the toilet.
Click. .com girl and I went and saw Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
How was
Crunching
that?
Fish.
Crunching Fish, Jumping Eel. It was very, very good.
Okay.
What are you talking about? I've never heard of it.
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Chow Yun-Fat and...
Michelle Yeoh.
Yeah, very cool. Really? The main three characters are actually chicks, and they kick... so much ass.
Where is this?
It's now playing
it's
at Colossus.
Now. It's a lot of places.
Oh, okay.
And it was hailed as one of the best movies of the year by various organizations.
I want to see it mainly because, besides the fact the story looks really good, is the scenes where they are filmed right in the middle of mainland China.
It is beautiful.
Just some of the sequences I saw on the television looked as good as Lawrence of Arabia or
Every single scene
every
is like
frame.
That.
Yeah, I heard it
are
artistically.
Are you guys like getting hopes up that are going to be dashed here or what?
For you?
It's okay.
No,
for you, it's okay.
It actually kind of sucked.
Afterwards, I was craving green tea, and I wanted to take some martial arts.
It was direct. It was directed by not the action sequences directed by the same person who did Matrix.
And the main movie was directed by I cannot think
Ang
of his
Lee.
Name. Ang Lee, who did
The Ice Storm.
The Ice Storm.
I didn't see that.
A Sense and Sensibility.
Yeah. He's only directed like three, I believe.
Yeah.
It's a martial arts film from Merchant Ivory.
Mm-hmm.
Which same people bring you all those like British historical pieces?
Did you see it?
No, okay, me and PVM are going to go see it on Boxing Day because we figured that's most Christmassy thing.
Whoever did the special effects for it should do the special effects for Spider-Man. They climb on walls.
Yes, I've seen the sequences there.
Huh. It's amazing.
Unfortunately,
they fly through the air in the movie.
Yes, yeah, I know that.
Normally.
And don't laugh when you go see it. Don't sit back there laughing. It's not funny. Some people in the theater were laughing.
They're laughing. They didn't understand the flying.
No, I understand.
Chinese
I understand.
Super. You're so good at kung fu. You can fly.
I understand. I know. Like there was
how it is. Yeah.
There was a film that a lot of people.
It's real. Well,
there was a film that a lot of people went.
It's
we
true.
Went, saw. What was the name of that? Black Mask.
I didn't see that one, but
it was
horrible.
Yes, I had heard. I was going to go see it, and I heard from Private Drex that it was terrible.
Yes.
And I rented it when it came out on DVD.
Yeah.
And I actually liked it because I was not looking at it from a Western point of view. I was looking at it from a Hong Kong action film.
How can you possibly look at it from a Hong Kong action film point of view if you're not from Hong Kong?
If you've seen
it, you are Western.
Because it was like a manga comic done as a movie.
Yes.
It was really quite enjoyable. It was very fun. It was.
I really liked it.
A lot more movies are going to go this way, so you better get used to
it. Yeah,
No, don't you threaten me.
You better get used to it.
Well, no,
Charlie's Angels at it.
Like
now
it.
This new one.
Charlie's Angels was good.
But don't you use different sensibilities from when you're watching a science fiction film than when you would be watching...
Different suspensions of belief.
Of belief. What I call sensibilities. You're basically just different perspectives when you're watching a film. You're a different point of view.
Yeah.
And I like, the Hong Kong action films occasionally when I'm in the mood for them.
Like Drunken Master 2 would not appeal to a wide range of audiences.
No.
They'd go, wow, this is really
but
Chinese.
You know what?
The jokes don't make
sense.
It
has something for everybody because there's so much cool action in that movie.
Well, but see, the thing is, it's not just action
cool.
that people want to see. I mean, some people want like a story or a romance.
This has got everything.
Yeah, I've never, ever seen...
This one has got
I know.
A movie like that where I thought, wow, that was a really good plot. Have you ever seen a Jackie Chan movie that had a good plot?
No.
But apparently,
except for Drunken Master 2.
They didn't have plots.
Drunken Master 2 had a
plot. But this film that we're talking about, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, does have a good plot.
Yes.
Does have a great story.
Good characters, great actors, great scenery.
No, I've heard everything about it.
Absolutely outstanding kung fu.
I've been trying to go see it, but I didn't feel like making a pilgrimage into Vancouver.
You don't have to anymore.
I know. It's now available.
It's like, wow, this is an amazing film. Well, we're actually releasing more than one theater.
Yes.
We saw Proof of Life last night.
Never even heard of it.
Yeah,
Proof
I hadn't
of
heard
life.
Of it until last night either.
Meg Ryan.
Meg Ryan's a babe.
Her hair is usually exploded on her head, though.
She's just too skinny.
She's spoken for, my dad said.
That didn't seem to matter in the past.
When she's done this romance with Russell Crowe, though.
Yes, but she was still married when she was seeing Russell Crowe.
Okay.
So what we're saying is...
Maybe you guys mistook that. I was merely saying that she's attractive.
What we're saying is...
I'm not, making any moves on Meg Ryan.
Meg? I had hopes for you, Zach. I really did.
Meg, you're a slut, okay?
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but have you seen Russell Crowe?
Okay, Russell Crowe's a slut. What do you want?
Anyways, the movie's pretty good.
Yeah.
No, it's pretty good.
Okay.
Rentable. I didn't feel ripped off paying my $11.12. Well, I felt ripped off paying $11.25, but that's because
$12.25 at Colossus now.
$12.25. Last I checked, it was $11.
It doesn't compare to New York prices, which are I think $9 US.
$9 US, which is the highest in the country.
Holy fuck!
$13.50 Canadian. Yeah, baby.
I went and saw Emperor's. New Groove.
How was that?
I loved it because it was no real singing. They have one song that starts the movie, which is done by Tom Jones, which you can tell is...
Oh, you can write that up. That's
fine. It's just comedy. And they have a song
Tom Jones
by
cool.
Sting over the credits as the movie's over. And that's it.
Uh-huh.
And instead of your usual Disney, this thing has a moral, this thing has ideas. Nope, this was Warner Brothers Looney Tunes sight gags
but it
for
was?
The whole 80 minutes.
but it was Disney, wasn't it?
It was Disney,
yep.
And it was.
Did
really
they buy Warner?
No, they didn't. No, they
okay.
didn't.
Okay, sorry.
No, yeah, but what I mean, like, it's. I mean, maybe you guys disagree, but I don't think Disney movies are terrible. I mean, I think they have a pretty good record
sometimes,
of entertaining.
Sometimes they're good. Sometimes they can be good. But the thing is, after you see, you know, The Lion King, Beauty and the Beast, and all the rest of this, where you know, I don't want to see an animated Broadway Android Leber spectacular.
Android Leber.
I can't Leber. Speak tonight. Leave me alone, or I'm going to kill everyone in the room.
You're going to take his socks off.
I'll take my clothes off and dance around naked.
It's even worse. We've got Mr. Garrison, Merry Fucking Christmas.
Right on.
A perennial favorite for two years now.
Let's spark him up.
Mr. Garrison, Merry Fucking Christmas.
I heard there is no Christmas in the silly
every year. And
no
we played
trees,
it last
no
year.
No, no Santa Claus. They have different religious beliefs. They believe in Muhammad and not in our holiday. And so every December I go to the Middle East and pass. Hey there, Mr. Muslim. Merry fucking Christmas. Put down that book, the Koran, and hear some holiday wishes. In case you haven't noticed, it's Jesus' birthday. So get off your heathen Muslim ass and fucking celebrate. There is no holiday season in India, I've heard. They don't hang up their stockings, and that is just absurd. They never read a Christmas story, they don't know what Rudolph is about. And that is why in December I'll go to India and shout. Hey there, Mr. Hinduist. Merry fucking Christmas. Drink eggnog and eat some beef and pass it to the missus. In case you haven't noticed, it's Jesus' birthday. So get off your heathen Hindu ass and fucking celebrate. Now I heard that in Japan, everyone just lives in sin. They pray to several gods and put needles in their skin. On December 25th, all they do is eat a cake. And that is why I go to Japan and walk around and say, hi there, Mr. Shintoist! Merry fucking Christmas! God is gonna kick your ass, you infidelic pagan scum! In case you haven't noticed, there's festive things to do. So let's all rejoice for Jesus. Merry fucking Christmas to you. On Christmas Day, I travel around the world and say, now it's Christmas bonus and all you atheists too. Merry fucking Christmas to you. Thank you, Mr. Hand.
Memories. Hippie God
got what you wanted, then you might be nice.
We're back again.
That was Orgy with Santa's
Creepy Secret.
Santa's Creepy Secret. And it's like
Santa
dispelling the myth.
Doesn't exist.
Santa
yeah, we all just went
does
the first
not exist. And we're going to do a gross hospital story right now on Rat Radio.
A special
one. If I can start it. There we go.
Pull up a chair and grab a loved one. It's time once again for gross, 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 gross hospital stories with your old Uncle Dak on Rant Radio. Rant Radio. Rant Radio. Rant Radio. Rant Radio.
Hello, boys and girls, and guess what? I'm not going to do the opening anymore. That's it.
Oh, no.
Unless I get people asking
hey,
for
it's Sean time. For a change. Sean's not even here to appreciate it because he's the one who really hated it.
What opening?
How long?
Et cetera, et cetera.
Last night.
It seems as though he's stunned.
Last night.
See, what are
right
you afraid
that.
Of? Are you afraid of other people's opinions?
You're just
of
sick
your
of it? Or?
No.
I just basically figure I have been doing it long enough. I'll come up with something new.
Oh, and you decided to make it official.
Yes.
Yeah, it was worth announcing.
Yes.
But he's worth announcing. I know people would miss it.
But he's going to make up for the lack of that by doubling his quota of basically.
No! I think that should be a New Year's resolution.
Have I not been trying?
You've been doing
oh, you're very
well.
Trying.
Yeah. We're doing very well since we've noticed it.
And yes, you know what's really interesting is how many people I hear saying basic.
Yes, now I have to admit, that's what's
yes.
doing it to me. Now since you guys have brought it up, I listen and I'm going...
Every time I hear somebody say it,
yeah.
even if they've said it once all day
they
long,
don't just have to say
it grates on my nerves.
Pretty much, it, really what it comes down to is you know, all these little things.
That really basically drives
essentially,
me
essentially.
Effectively, yeah. I guess.
Effectively, essentially. What it comes down to...
Proactive.
What's that?
Proactive.
You gotta be proactive. That's
yeah.
the word I hate.
Anyhow.
Anywho's it.
Last night, I'm on the SkyTrain. This is kind of almost a loser cruiser and a gross hospital
Ooh,
story.
Combo.
And I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden a voice goes, my name? Because she didn't say Uncle Dak.
Say, Dak, before you go any farther, could we supersize that combo?
Yes, that's right. And I look over and I see someone and I'm going, hi, how are you? And she's like, I've been fine. You're still doing that security work? I went, no, I'm kind of a first aid attendant now. She went, oh, that's great. And I'm thinking to myself, who the fuck are you?
Have you told us this story before?
I remember no. you meeting somebody. And
no, it wasn't the same. No,
okay.
I have had that happen before, but okay. I just...
So she finally, we're talking.
With a mutual friend.
And she goes, she said something, and the clue kicked in, and it's like, oh, I know you're from the hospital. So uh-huh. One of the nurses. And so she's so what you been doing? And I'm like, you still working at any of the hospitals? I went, no, I'm all the way out and keeping people from, you know, releasing enough poisonous gas to take out the entire North Shore.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
What you're doing? What keeping?
Go on. Keeping
now, if you could only bring all the people you hate to the North
yeah.
Shore.
No,
I don't think you could fit 6 billion people. In the
But he tried. Everyone's moist.
So, anyway,
the moist
only
person.
You used your powers for good.
So, exactly. So I say, well, no. The closest I come to working at a hospital is every Sunday night. I get around with a bunch of friends, and on the internet, I tell some of my gross hospital stories. Like, and I mentioned some incident that we both went through, and we chuckled. And she went, oh, I've got one you can tell.
Uh-huh.
I just saw the weirdest thing ever.
Uh-huh.
And this is what she tells me. Apparently, this young man got hit in the head in a dispute with some people.
Okay.
He was knocked unconscious.
Okay.
Blows the head, do that.
When he came to, he suffered some small brain damage because it was a bad, severe concussion. Now, what happened was, for some ungodly reason, simple words. Due to the nasty nature of Mother Nature, she decided to have his stomach, his intestines, the muscle contractions started going in the opposite direction.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So the food that he has in his lower intestine back up into his stomach. Now, the way he noticed this was he started vomiting.
Fecal matter,
which we have talked about this on other shows.
Yeah.
Fecal matter
vomiting.
Oh. If that happened to me,
fecal matter
if that happened to me,
before.
Put a bullet in my head.
I would kill myself.
That's just so nasty. That.
I would put a knife in my jugular and twist.
A wiggle.
But no, you're missing the point. His intestines are now, the contractions are going the wrong way.
Okay.
Does that mean he has to eat with us?
Does he feed himself?
Well, now you're getting...
When he needs to take a shit, he sticks his head in the toilet.
No.
If he can learn to live with it...
No. This sounds,
how does he chew?
This sounds...
Potty mode.
No more...
Nobody's butt contractions are that strong, so this is a problem.
Oh, well, I guess it's baby food for me.
So it keeps backing up.
Could someone give me a straw?
Starts lodging food against the bottom of his... Is it duodenum, the one down in the...
Duodenum.
Duodenum.
Oh, which one?
The one that goes from the stomach to your intestines.
It's a duodenum.
Yeah, duodenum.
It goes from that to your small intestine, yeah.
Lodging food against the back of that, and that becomes impacted.
Oh, yeah. Hard, lumpy
so
crap.
Eventually, it cuts off the circulation to his intestine.
Oh, no.
And it starts to necrotize.
The tissue starts to necrotize.
What is necrotizing?
Die.
The tissue
zombie.
Is dead. The tissue is dead, and it's starting to rot. So they have to remove...
And it's in the right place.
Uh-huh.
They have to
be digested.
They have
digesting
to,
itself.
They have to remove... His first of all, they give him one operation, and they have to remove part of his lower intestine.
Fine, it's been necrotized.
But how does this fix his backwards
operating
system?
Well, this is the problem. They don't know how, because this is not something that commonly happens where the
no
contractions
kidding.
Start going in the wrong direction.
See, unfortunately, you can't really reboot or format C.
Right.
Oh, I know. They hit him on the head again.
Yes.
Hit him on the other side this time.
Works in the movies.
Hey, yeah.
So they have to remove part of part of his lower intestine. Then they have to remove most of his upper intestine. Finally, they have to remove so much, he no longer has any. So our boy
has a straight 20, pipe.
22 years old, is going to be spending the rest of his life shitting in a bag that's attached to the front of his gut.
Oh,
come
on. One of those.
Better a bag in front of me.
Than a trail behind me.
I prefer the trail behind me. Thanks.
I'll wear diapers.
As long as it's coming out of my ass.
I don't want it coming out of my belly button.
Yeah, it's coming out. This guy has a new asshole in the middle of his belly.
And his stomach digests everything enough?
The stomach is working fine. The problem
stomach's
is...
fine. It's once it gets past the stomach.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, don't you digest most of it in your intestine?
Oh, you do need. He needs
to... He's going to have to take a lot of supplements.
Yeah, he's going to have to take supplements. He's going to have to watch his diet.
Seeing on TV a couple years ago, a guy who'd shot him... Oh, no, he was committing suicide. Screwed it up. Duh.
Suicidal failure.
And so he killed a bunch of his esophagus and stuff.
No, he has to live with it.
20 times a day.
He hasn't killed himself again. I mean, he's got his old problems plus his new problem.
It has to be true.
Yep. So that's my gross hospital story.
Okay, I guess the good thing is he's not going to have that really nasty
you're kill yourself
coming out of
right.
his thing.
Do some research.
Exactly. Do some research into your suicide method.
That's right.
Absolutely.
You don't want to be pooping out your belly.
Because remember, follow the artery up the arm, not across the wrist. Up the arm, not across the wrist.
Never slash your wrists across.
It doesn't do much.
Up. Oh, it's slash like with your arm.
Isn't the best one on the leg? Right
yeah,
there.
Actually, there's
that's a very gooder.
You will bleed out so fast
that
if you
like,
cut
that bugs me. I don't know why. You know, lots of things.
But
don't
the only way you can the only way you can bleed out faster is if you're actually like you cut your throat. And now remember, to actually cut your jugular, a lot of people are like bothered by the idea of dragging a knife across their throat. You don't need to do that.
It's way easier.
Just
Jack will tell
you. Just find the pulse and drag down.
Just drag down. Go behind the ear. Place the knife in because it's also the tissue there.
From
is
the
not,
ear to the jugular.
Yeah, down.
From the ear
to about the collarbone. Just kind of dig it in and follow it along the
just
track.
Down.
Okay.
It's not, you don't,
here, though.
Unless you're really fat, right you don't here. Even have to go that deep.
Like that. Can I request a topic change?
Sure, what do you want to talk about?
Cool! We grossed her out.
.com girl folded.
You know, the whole neck thing doesn't
I
bother me.
Can we talk about something else?
The whole neck thing doesn't bother me anything like this.
It's just bad.
That gets me, the one down on
I
your...
I think she wants another topic is what she's trying to say.
Okay.
But she wasn't... She said it. She's
I'm
not
just
trying,
for the
attempting.
Folks at
she
home.
Said it.
This is what they tune in
home
for.
Want to change the topic? They're tight now.
The bloodthirsty mob that listens to us?
They love
it. Are you kidding me? It's thumbs down. Go Lions. Throw them another Christian.
Hey, Lions.
It's Christmas. Let's sacrifice some. Go Kitty.
So, do you have a Tales from the Street? Tales from the Dark Side?
Tales from the Dark Side.
God, Joe Rubenstein. Who?
Actually, in honor of Christmas, I was going to not tell one, but that was just...
No. You got
to
tell
one. You know,
that
whole sacrificing the Christian thing, that just really bothers me.
Why?
Why?
Okay.
It's not a good thing?
It's not like they're making it fair. They're not giving them, like, spears and stuff and saying, okay, you're going to battle
a lion.
Does
the lion have a spear?
A lion, yes. It has big fucking claws.
That's built in. Too bad for humans.
No, listen. No. It's not fair.
See,
the human's lucky
the
as
lion,
clothes.
If you give some chump a spear and let him fight a lion, the lion's probably still going to win.
Probably.
Yeah,
okay?
But
that's fair.
But Private Drax, you're making a mistake here. You're pretending that the Romans and, you know, most people, think that Christians have some sort of value as human
no,
beings.
No. Look,
their God will protect
they
them.
They value their slaves, you know, and like gladiatorial combat sort of...
Slaves were important people and property.
They
These
were.
Are Christians. They're not like they're humans. They don't feel stuff like you or I.
But, you know, if people think, you know, they had gladiatorial combat, and that was pretty horrible, right? But at least that was fighting. You know, it was, sure, it's bad you're making them fight.
But those about
well, at least you're giving them a weapon.
The important thing you're missing out on here is that the big meat-eating cats understood one thing. Christians is good eating.
Besides, if you gave
good
it,
meat.
Besides,
no,
you wouldn't want to give them a
spear. The reason this is disturbing to me now.
It's because they might hurt the lions, and you wouldn't want that.
The reason is because they're worth more than the gladiators.
Where is our humanity? We can't risk the lions getting hurt.
They could get cut.
If a lion wants to get hurt, just go to China Beach.
Ooh, local news story will mean nothing to anyone else in the rest of the world.
Don't bother. I made a lame attempt at converting over. It was the night before Christmas. I tried. I started. I didn't have enough time. But I'll read you what I got so far.
Hey, stop looking at
it. You can finish it next year.
Was this politically correct Christmas? Or?
Oh, probably not. I don't know.
What is it supposed to be? What is it?
It was Rant Radio, Christmas Eve on Rant Radio. "'Twas the night before Christmas in the Rant studio, waiting for the new year with just 1 week to go. With microphones all plugged in and the levels turned up, even Drex didn't complain. His mic's not loud enough."
That's bullshit.
"All the show's regulars were nestled deep in their seats. With Dr. Pepper in hand, life is complete. With Sim on the helm, Sean K on the mic. Guaranteed entertainment for 3 hours tonight." That's all I got.
That's still not
And
bad.
I was
That's
gonna do
bad.
The whole thing, but you know how long that thing is? It's
too
really long.
You want to do an abridged version.
I was gonna do an abridged version.
And you did. And congratulations.
And there it is.
Good one, you.
It does end, okay. Guaranteed to have
Merry Christmas to all.
Sam, if at some point you pointed to me and mentioned something about bowl full of Jell-O,
I would have done that. I would have.
My advice: almost prepare it for next year and run it through Willow Talk. That way, you don't have to do
perfect.
Anything.
Yes, and I'll put some music in behind it. I was going to do some music too.
Willow Talk. What is that?
The Stephen Hawking's voice sort of program.
Yeah, the computer voice. "'Twas the night before Christmas."
good humanitarian.
But I spared you from that.
That would have been funny, actually. But
I also have. I'm sure everyone has heard this one, but I'm going to say it again. It's the Santa Claus, the real, would happen to Santa Claus if he really existed and had to deliver presents around
yes,
the world.
You read it last year, if I remember correctly.
Yep. Okay, well, I'm going to read it again, if that's okay.
I want to hear it.
Okay.
One person wants to hear it. "There are approximate Santa Claus, an engineer's perspective. There are approximately 2 billion children, persons under the 18 in the world. However, since Santa does not visit the children of Muslim, Hindu, Jewish, or Buddhist religions, this reduces the workload for Christmas night to about 15% of the total, or 378 million. At an average rate of 3.5 children per household, that comes to 108 million homes, presuming that there are at least one good child in each. Santa has about 31 hours of Christmas to work with, thanks to the different time zones and the rotation of the Earth, assuming he travels east to west, which seems logical. This works out to 967.7 visits per second. This is to say that for each Christian household with a good child, Santa has about 1/1,000th of a second to park the sleigh, hop out, jump down the chimney, fill the stockings, distribute the remaining presents up the tree, eat whatever snacks is left for him, get back up the chimney, jump onto the sleigh, and get on to the next house. Assuming each of these 108 million stops have evenly distributed around the Earth, which of course we know to be false, but we'll accept this for the purpose of calculations, we're now talking about 0.78 miles per household. A total trip of 75.5 million miles, not counting bathroom stops or breaks. This means that Santa's sleigh is moving about 650 miles per second, 3,000 times the speed of sound. For purposes of comparison, the fastest man-made vehicle, the Ulysses Space Probe, moves at a pokey 27.4 miles per second, and a conventional reindeer can run at best 15 miles per hour. The payload of the sleigh adds another interesting element. Assuming that each child gets nothing more than a medium-sized Lego set, 2 pounds, the sleigh is carrying over 500,000 tons, not counting Santa himself. On land, a conventional reindeer can pull no more than 300 pounds. Even granting that a flying reindeer could pull 10 times the normal amount, the job can't be done with 8 or 9 or even 9 of them. Santa would need 360,000 of them. This increases the payload, not counting the weight of the sleigh, to another 54,000 tons, or roughly 7 times the weight of Queen Elizabeth. The ship, not the monarch. 600,000 tons traveling at...
She has been putting on a little weight lately.
Yeah, no, she's getting on in her years. 600,000 tons traveling at 650 miles per second creates enormous air resistance. This would heat up the reindeer in the same fashion as space craft re-entering the Earth's atmosphere. The lead pair of reindeer would absorb 14.3 quintillion joules of energy per second each. In short, they would burst into flames almost instantaneously, exposing the reindeer behind them and creating deafening sonic booms in their wake. The entire reindeer team would be vaporized within 4.26 thousandths of a second, or right about the time Santa reached the fifth house on his trip. Not that it matters, however, since Santa was a result of accelerating from a dead stop to 650 miles per second in 0.001 seconds would be subjected to centrifugal forces of 17.5 thousand Gs. A 250-pound Santa, which seems ludicrously slim, would be pinned to the back of the sleigh by 4 million pounds of force, instantly crushing his bones and organs and reducing him to a quivering blob of pink goo.
Spock.
Therefore, if Santa did exist, he's dead now. Merry Christmas. Not bad.
Yeah.
A little drawn out.
Yeah.
Let me guess. The boys at JPL?
Unknown. Perhaps.
Unknown. Probably. So we're going to do Tales from the Street. Are you ready? Do you have one?
Give me a few minutes.
Okay.
Did you? Would, you know, we're really not prepared. This whole Christmas thing, I mean, everybody's bloated on turkey.
Did you have some turkey
pizza?
I know you're on pizza. It wasn't a turkey pizza, though.
No, it was a pepperoni pizza. I didn't even have feta.
Christmas pizza.
I had chicken peppercorn rigatoni today.
But it's not the traditional day for Christmas dinner.
It was.
Well, it is for some people.
Kelsey.
Some people around the other, yeah.
Especially
other side
because
of the world.
They're
the only
some people
want to
have
open.
Dinner with their wives, family, and with their
you
got to
split it up, right?
Splitting up and this mm-hmm. grandma and that grandma
and
whatever.
Fuck it. Why can't we all just get along?
That's right.
That's the point. They got to split it up so they can get along.
So, in the meantime, I'm going to play The Grinch by Fast, not the original. But it's very well done. You know, you're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You
that,
hate
by the
that
way, that I don't mind hearing the song. I just have to say that I went and saw that film, and Jesus Christ, did that suck!
Really?
You think if they stuck to the original story, it would be better?
I think if I listen right now, I can hear Boris Karloff fucking spinning in his grave.
Oh yeah, I guess the original. How long was the original?
It would have been better if it was the original, because then it would have only been 20 minutes of pain.
20 yeah. minutes of pain.
The original one's only 20 minutes.
The more and more I see of Jim Carrey, I have to say, the more and more I have to say, I am so fucking sorry for all of Canada to the rest of the world. We should have whacked
him.
The world's a fucking bunch of idiots.
Well, you've already determined that. You don't need to apologize for making people happy, though.
No. You don't need to.
Whether you agree with why they're happy, you don't have to apologize because they're happy for a stupid reason.
Before I saw his movies, I thought he would suck, but I started seeing his movies.
No,
they're pretty good. Liar, liar, I like.
No, Private Drexel. The government of Canada has issued several apologies on the behalf of to the world to them.
To Brian Adams. That was for Brian Adams. It was never for Jim Carrey.
It should be from. Should be
yeah, but
from
again,
Harry.
People love Bryan Adams, so you don't need to apologize for Bryan Adams just because you don't like him.
Can we kill him?
You can. It would be a mistake.
Here's the Grinch.
How?
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cat, cause you're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39.5-foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're nasty, nasty scum. Your heart is full of unwashed socks, your soul is full of gong, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are, and I quote, stink, stink, stunk! You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of simple songs. Your heart's a nest of made up of moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up and tangled up nuts! You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nut. You're a crooked, you're a jockey, and you drive a really hard.
hear a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich.
With arsenic sauce.
My part of the show once again. And guess what? I, too, in response to Uncle Dak dropping his little tagline, I, too, will drop mine. At least for now.
Actually, I don't mind yours.
Oh, okay.
I don't mind yours.
Well, it's true, but it's how he put this, it's encouragement, so to speak. Perhaps we will even stop a certain B word, but that's another thing altogether.
B.
No, I have a little bit of a Christmas tale, and this one's to encourage all you people to, well, when you have turkey and when you've all sorts of waterfowls and you decide to actually eat them, make sure it's cooked.
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. This is quite the one. We have ourselves a gentleman who's, well, he's a very, how do we best put this, a little bit on the lazy side. He's a little bit on the rush for time. He's making dinner for himself and he's making dinner for a couple of guests.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't take out the turkey in time. Doesn't. It's still kind of frozen. Just throws in a whole pile of stuffing and all the rest of this stuff.
Yeah.
Puts all the vegetables all in one tray. Throws it in the oven. Top comes out golden brown, crispy, crunchy. Oh, lovely!
Looks beautiful.
Looks perfect.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. Well, starts carving away, and lo and behold, it's getting a little bit pink, and a little bit more pink, and a little bit more pink.
A little bit hard and frozen.
Actually, it wasn't so much frozen, but it was very red and raw.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't want to serve that part to his guests, so of course he shaved off all the stuff and all the cooked stuff and served it to his guests and had some for himself.
Yep.
He then puts it in the fridge.
Oh, fuck.
He goes to work.
Uh-huh.
This guy is a biohazard waiting to happen.
He comes back home from work. Like, I don't really feel like having anything. Don't feel like cornflakes. I'm going to have some leftover turkey.
Yeah.
It sounds so good. So he whips it out, breaks out the toaster, puts some toast in, grabs the turkey, grabs a jar of mayo, grabs some slices and stuff up, has himself a turkey sandwich.
Do you leave the mayo on the counter, too, just for good measure?
Oh, no. I don't know about that particular part, but... He's like, my ulcers are kind of acting up as a little ill, so I'm just going to go and take some of my medication here, and takes his medication for his ulcers, as he's supposed to, and goes and has himself a turkey sandwich, goes to bed, has cramps.
Meanwhile, deep within the bowels of his stomach,
the man starts having problems. First, he's kind of just kind of grumbly, queasy, bad gas, which slowly degenerates into, oh my god, my ass is on fire. Which then degenerates to, give me a bucket while I'm squatting.
Oh. To steal from South Park, the green apple splatters.
Yes. I like to call them, you basically sit on the toilet, lean over, and puke in the tub.
That always works. And you're always a party favorite when you do that, by the way. You always get invited back.
Hey, at least I have the common decency to do it in that order.
That's true. You could have your head in the toilet and then go.
Yeah, exactly.
No comment.
I guess if the shoe fits.
Or if the foo shit.
But once again, I digress. As it degenerates, now he gets to the point where he starts bringing up fresh blood.
So he said, well, you know what? I think I'm going to go and check myself into a hospital.
Uh-huh.
And so he gets into his vehicle. Gets it about a third of the way to the hospital. He has to go to the toilet again. Stops in at a gas station. Can I borrow your key, please? I really have to go.
Now!
Yeah.
They give him the key. Off he goes to the bathroom. Squats. Head first into the sink. Blacks out.
Oh, God.
Enter one first responder. We walk in. There's this man, all but collapsed. A little bit of blood. Passed out. White as a flippin' ghost. Blue, but still breathing.
Uh-huh.
Load him on. As we kind of roll him over, there's this horrible kind of squishing noise that comes from the back of his pants. Roll him onto the board.
He don't smell good.
He smells fresh. Being low man on the totem pole, you heal him, I'll wheel. So off we go. And we drag him off. To make a long story short, what had happened was is not only had he contracted a form of food poisoning / salmonella that caused everything to squirt out both ends, because he had also had a previous problem with ulcers, it also ripped open the lining in his stomach, filling his stomach with blood.
Yep.
Yeah.
So if there's any other thing I can pass along as knowledge for Christmas, please cook your food. Make sure it is done.
Chalk another one up for vegetarianism.
Here's another one for you. This is kind of a little side note hint because I've had to deal with this. If you ever start to...
You look good, Drex.
If you ever vomit what looks like coffee grounds...
That's blood.
That's blood. That's
really?
Blood that's been in your stomach so long, it's reacted with your stomach acid and comes up as clots.
As little clots. It looks exactly like you're puking up coffee, wet coffee grounds. It's the weirdest thing. You're going, well, I didn't eat coffee. What the fuck's going on here?
I remember eating raw coffee grounds.
I chewed on a few espresso beans and I was kind of wired. But goddamn, blood. What's wrong with John?
So if you ever puke what looks like coffee grounds, get to a hospital now. Or be kind and get yourself out of the gene pool. You're going to do one of the two.
That's so nasty.
Well, stomach ruptures are not exactly the most pleasant of things.
No.
You don't say.
We're going to open the phone lines.
Do that.
Right
now. As a matter of fact, I see it blinking now.
Really? Okay. We're going to... Well, whoever's on the phone, stay on the phone. One, two...
Move your feet, Drex.
Stay on the phone, and we're going to take calls right after this intro.
Welcome. 1-877-729-7268.
Have you got something you've got to get off your chest? You can call the What the Hell Show toll-free right now at 1-877-SAY-RAND or 1-877-729-7268, baby.
Welcome. The wrong hand. So, we're going to go to the phone line.
First, the caller's gone.
I told them to stay on the phone.
Probably ran
but
out
they
of
don't,
rings.
They don't.
They probably weren't actually
yeah,
watching the show.
They could run out of rings. Watching the show.
Watching the show. That's
pretty good.
Actually, one of what four people can actually watch the show.
Yeah, okay. That is true.
Let me
oh,
try.
It's blinking. That's blinking light.
That's blinking light.
Let me try this one more time. Fuck
light.
Off and die, all of you.
It's not blinking anymore.
Were you seeing things?
No.
It's making not. Shit up.
I was not disturbing shit. Much.
Disturbing the peace.
So I stirred up the pot a little bit. Big deal.
So I got a lot of response last week from sending out that spam to everyone saying, send me independent artists and bands and stuff, so I'm going to have a very good repertoire when I do switch over to the repertoire. It's like a guitar, but I don't know.
See,
I shouldn't talk because I fudge words more than anyone else.
No. No, I think I beat
you. So you got to jump on the chance to get them on me.
Yeah.
Do we have one? You didn't make a liar out of yourself this time. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Hey, it's Gargoyle Simplex.
Hey, Gargoyle Simplex. You're really far down a hall. Can you go close to the phone?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, there we go. I guess you had us on speakerphone waiting for us to pick up, huh?
Yep.
So what do you want for Christmas?
What do I want for Christmas? I don't know. Why? Is that what you've been asking people, or is that what that
you're,
was?
You're the first.
What?
We have been asking people all night. Everyone who's called us,
they were
except for Zombie, we asked them.
what they want for Christmas.
You don't want to know what somebody wants for Christmas.
You didn't distribute a wish list. You're not expecting anyone to give you any presents, I guess, or...
Well, no. I bought myself a new cell phone and an electric razor. That's about it, so...
Oh, yeah.
You bought yourself... A very Christmassy spirit of you.
Merry Christmas to me,
did
I guess.
Did you get yourself some nice Stetson cologne as well?
Yes, expensive cologne and, you know, a hooker.
A hooker? Okay.
What'd you bother with the cologne for? You know?
Yeah, why do you need cologne? Or even to shave?
That's funny, that's what I got from Marion.
I don't know. Anyway,
a hooker?
When's
she coming?
When is Brainwashing 16 coming out?
Brainwashing 16. What? I missed that. What'd you
say? I didn't say she.
Oh, she. Oh.
That one's for me.
That one's for you. Okay. Brainwashing 16. I don't know. Sean did mention to me that Brainwashing 16 was happening.
I thought Sean blew up.
This was before the blow up,
channeled?
I think. It was channeled. Yeah. Little bits and pieces spoke to me. I don't know. You'll have to. I don't know.
Have you guys talked any more about Day 21 or anything?
I don't know. I know not of cult things. I do not run cults. No, you know just about as much as me.
Okay.
I haven't seen Sean for a while. He blew up.
So what are you guys doing for Christmas? You guys having a party there or what?
No, we're just doing the show. No real party. The party's on New Year's Eve, actually. It's pretty much an open house for anybody who has come or anyone who wants to come, any of the listeners. So that's the party.
I think we're also...
Oh, I had a question. I know somebody's doing some cult nonfiction.
Yes. Cult nonfiction.
No, fiction, I think.
Cult fiction, yes. There's a story. I think it's on episode 2 right now. It's actually very good. It's got some illustrations, too.
Who's working on that?
Unknown.
Okay. Well, whoever it is, if they can ICQ me, I'm interested in speaking with them and kind of seeing where that's going and stuff like that.
It's really good so far. If anybody out there has read it, it's pretty good
cult
story.
Fiction.
Also,
yeah.
Cult fiction.
What I watch is going. I'm finally settled into my new job, which is like an hour commute away. But
right.
Finally settled down into it, and I'm going to have some new track. I've been speaking with some people in customs and stuff like that. So
okay,
we're really going to be going full force on the first of the year.
Day 21 is related to that, I believe, right?
Yes. Yeah. Sean sent me an ICQ, and he's like, you know, regarding Gargoyle Watch and Day 21, the Inquisition, that there's some kind of link up and stuff like that. So I just want to get some more information about that. But yeah, as far as Gargoyle Watch is concerned, the site is still there. I just put up a little page and said, like, go away. I'm trying to get a life right now.
Right. Excellent.
But we will be coming back, and people are, and I want to thank everybody who's sending me links and stuff like that, because we're still, you know, going after people, and I'm still keeping track of it all.
Yeah.
Really, the only problem that I'm having right now is, you know, there's all these Russian child pornography sites, and...
They're all moving there.
Yeah, it's really tough to deal with that kind of stuff.
So, what are you doing for Christmas?
Nothing.
Nothing. You're staying at home, moping, watching It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes.
Okay. Sounds enthralling.
I was going to watch Christmas Story. That's what I'm going to watch.
A Christmas Story. Well, that's much better.
A Christmas Story is great.
That's very good.
You'll shoot your eye out.
You'll shoot your eye out. It's so good, you'll shoot your eye out.
All right. Well, anyway.
Say what the hell.
If anybody is still interested in participating in Gargoyle Watch and everything, send me an ICQ or an email, and I'll put you on the list as people who are going to be rolled out as new staff after the first of the year.
Excellent.
All right.
Say what the hell. No!
He didn't say what the
it's
hell.
Like the second person tonight.
I think we're going to have to, like, start pulling out
give
the shovel.
Give him a pang here. Oh, here's a pang. There we go. Pang for you. Phone lines are open. Phone in now. Tell us what you're doing for Christmas. Tell us what present you want.
I got stuck cooking for Christmas today.
Cooking? For who?
For the mother unit and the grandmother unit.
How did that go? What did you make them?
Oh, big-ass stuffed turkey. And it was actually
and
all
you cooked.
Cooked
it. And you cooked it. Oh, you learned from others' mistakes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Didn't pop it in the microwave bit piece by piece. And
remember way back when...
Was that works on the turkey,
yes,
I
microwave
guess.
Will... Actually, deep freezing will actually work on a turkey. Well, it'll
probably
work on any meat.
Taste very good, though.
No, that's the problem. Well, you freeze
well,
anything...
keep frying.
No, freezing anything more than 20 for about 26 days will actually kill all the forms of parasites and bacteria.
An all-known flavor.
Yes. Wonderful kind of, what's that term?
It becomes a rubbery, chewy substance.
Cleanses it.
Yes.
What were you going to say, Drex?
Remember way back when? Way back, way back.
Yeah, thank you.
And
go ahead,
we're
Mr.
having
Peabody.
A question of the day.
Yes.
Well, okay, what's our question of the day?
The question of the day we had then, we could use it again because...
What was it?
We don't have any of the same listeners.
We're redoing the question of the day.
It was... Well, we don't have to use this one. I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, he comes up with the idea.
No, I don't want to ruin
the question
it.
Of the
I don't
day
want
is,
to
what
use
are you
it?
Doing for Christmas?
No, for next time.
Okay.
For the next show, we can have a question of the day.
Okay, sure.
I'll see how
everyone can think that. Think up one.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Next show, there's going to be
a
whole pile of people here and a prize giveaway. And we have to think up, like, this is a really good prize. We're not going to say what it is right now.
Do I qualify to win?
Nobody in the studio qualifies.
I'm staying home.
Or any of our friends.
Anyone who knows us.
I hate you all.
A regular, like a listener.
I
regular
quit.
Listener. You quit. Yeah. So you
is
have to think up
took?
Really tough questions. And we're going to, like, sort of give the questions out at the beginning of the show. And, I don't know, something like that. I have to think of it.
Ah.
It's a regular call, I think.
Oh, my gosh. How'd that happen?
No, never mind.
There you are.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
It's Dustin Nixter.
Hey, Mr.
Nixter.
How's it going? I've been kind of away for the past 2 weeks, and I haven't been listening tonight, but I wanted to call because I did make some updates to the Prophets page.
Okay.
Very cool.
You're like the third person who's not listening to the show who's called in.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, us faithful listeners have to at least, you know, get a what the hell. Even though we're not listening, we have to call in, at least hear your voice.
That's right, get 1 or 2 minutes of it.
Yeah, I was actually listening to last week's what the hell, because I missed it this morning.
You did listen to Sean blow up then?
What? Yeah, I heard Sean blow up, and I think he did the right thing.
By blowing up and leaving?
Well, maybe not leaving, but I was...
Are you wrecking mics over there, Dak?
What's my mic? I can wreck it.
Hey,
okay.
To the caller.
Never mind. Okay. You made some changes to the Prophets website. What kind of changes?
Well, I did I did the Cult Network page. It's on the Cult Net page of the Prophets site. It has the very comprehensive listing. It has all the projects on there.
See, that was definitely needed.
Yeah.
Because there's no one website that has them all listed. It was
all
over the place. Tons of little projects, tons of little websites, and
I can do that.
It was very difficult to find them all. So what is the Prophet site? Is it...
The Digital Da Vinci, prophet.thecult.org.
Okay. So you haven't moved it to clanprophet.com?
I emailed the... What's his name about that?
I write here.
Okay. Templar Knight or no?
Whoever does it. I did it like 2 or 3 weeks ago, man.
Okay. A long time ago.
Yeah. So, and I've been kind of out of the loop because my grandmother died. So,
That sucks.
Apologies.
Yeah. But I'm trying to get back into the loop. So I made some changes on that. And I emailed the people that I couldn't find I looked through the project page, and there's like 3 projects that I didn't have a web address for, and I emailed them, and I said, you know, I need the web address for this.
Right.
And a couple of them emailed me back and said they don't have an address, so...
Oh, okay, they're just thought-up projects.
Yeah, so...
So what are you doing for Christmas?
I'm spending it with my wife and daughter, and we're going to both our parents' houses. Right now we're actually at her parents' house, so...
Ah.
And they're kind of... I'm the only one that's technologically advanced.
So
I'm the only one that has a damn computer.
No computer there to listen in.
Nope. Well, there's a computer, but they were on the phone, and it's phone dial-up, so...
Ah. Well, we do have a 24K stream now.
Yeah.
It is possible to listen using a dial-up.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yes, it is. You can listen using a high speed and listen to us in stereo and good sound, pretty much as we sound, like we are right here. Or you can listen in crappy 24 mono.
When did that start? Did the servers change for that, or is Bob X the high speed one? Or?
It's on the webpage on rantradio.com. It's labeled on there which ones are 56 and which one are 24.
Okay. I must have missed that. I've been listening to the
crappy stream.
So if you do have high speed, you can click in on that. I don't know why the room's so hot tonight.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Okay, say what the hell.
What the hell?
It's like super hot in here. Yeah. Maybe you can open the window. Everyone's falling asleep.
I'm about to like burst into flames and I have to go to work. And they'd be really annoyed.
I knew I was too comfortable.
They'd be really annoyed if I like show up at work and I'm like on fire, you know?
But the rest of us would enjoy it.
On fire? No. Oh, it's too hot. We're all just going to veg out here for a little bit. And
just like...
It's not...
There's nobody in the bathroom.
It's nap time.
Here we go.
Shouldn't be anybody in the bathroom unless they've been there for like 4 days or something.
They're hiding in your closet.
I was like, I didn't think someone was...
Is it locked?
Why would somebody phone and hang up?
We have a studio emergency.
Studio emergency. The bathroom door is locked. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this? Hello.
I'm gonna talk to. I can't talk.
I'm just too scared to talk on here. If it's an emergency, you can use mine, but only an emergency.
Remember, we're just people like you. You don't have to be afraid
of us.
Actually,
no, I'm not like them at all.
Afraid of Uncle Dak, and you should probably be afraid of Sean. And actually, most of them are pretty fucking scary.
Yes.
You know, I was like, somebody was saying, I was actually listening to some records of of our show,
the archives.
The archives, thank you. And I'm like amazed that we are actually as funny as we are, because I mean, I know...
Funny looking.
I know all of you, and you know, I know myself, and you know, nothing personal, but we are all losers. And
you wouldn't sit there and listen to us for 3 hours straight.
No, I'm not a loser.
Hey, you're dating him.
And that qualifies?
He's not a loser either.
Yeah, what she said.
And we'll get 3 more people and we'll take you on.
Hi, you're on the What the Hell Show. Who's this?
Hey, this is Garbo Cerulean.
Hey, Cerulean, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you all doing?
Very good. This is your first call-in, I believe.
Yes, this is my first time calling. I was pressured in the IRC to call.
They said, do it, man. It's really fun.
Everybody's doing it.
Everybody's doing it.
I feel all cool now because I got through.
Now you're going to be...
I'm a celebrity.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you're going to be put in the archives and you'll be there forever.
Eventually they'll be able to use this against you getting a job sometime in the future.
I just basically called to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and to tell them tomorrow morning I'm off to Alaska to visit Gargoyle, Mr. Echo, and Prophet Romeo Jr. and Nomad Orphan.
Very cool. Why is that the only reason you're going up there, or do you know somebody up there?
Well, they all wanted me to visit, so they're flying me up there because Echo and Romeo Jr. are the two sweetest people in the world.
Uh-huh. On the IRC.
Yes. So they're pulling me up there, and I'm going to be spending the holidays with them.
Uh-huh.
You know, hanging out.
Very
you know,
cool.
Having fun.
So you're flying on Christmas Day.
I'm flying on Christmas Day.
That sounds horrendous.
Oh, and in case Echo and Romy are listening, my dad says that if I don't come back in one piece, he will hunt you down and kill you. And so will my mom.
Ah, there you go. So you've given them both their address.
How old are you?
I'm 20. I don't live at home or anything, but, you know, they're still my parents, and they care.
Yeah, so you are responsible enough to do this, then.
So, yes, but my parents will still hunt them down and kill them if I do not come back in one piece.
Are they picking you up at the airport, or are you going to their house?
They'll be picking me up at the airport.
So they could have given you a fake address, and they're going to take you out into the woods.
That's very comforting to hear.
You know what, I must say, the whole...
No, they best be at the airport, or, you know, because I'm not hiking over to...
No kidding.
You're going to Alaska.
I say the whole your parents will kill them if you don't come back in one piece. You make it sound like that's your parents are extremists or something. I mean, that's pretty standard.
No, my parents.
If you came
back
and you were in like multiple pieces, that's pretty serious.
I would
expect my parents to kill whoever did that to me.
I mean, they went to the people went to the effort to chop them up and send them back.
That's all bad.
I wonder what the postage is on that.
Well, I think it would be better to chop them up and send them all in one package than separate it out the chunks.
Okay.
And would you use air or surface?
I'd use surface because air, they like x-ray and...
Ah, yes.
Oh. Okay, all this talking about chopping people up is very scary.
Well, that's what we're here at Rant Radio for, to make you confident
you know,
in your life.
Be on my flight, you know, with carefree and not being worried.
bring a knife. No, bring a shovel, okay?
Bring my shovel?
Put a shovel in your bag. You'll be fine. They won't take that away from you. You can put a big knife in your bag, too. When you get there, just be prepared. You'll be all right. If you get a really, you know, those really big, long garden shovels,
uh-huh.
They don't have the handle on the end. You can sharpen the other end, right? So it's like a spear shovel. And,
uh-huh.
And sharpen the blade on the shovel as well. And, you know, you've got a slashing, stabbing, panging weapon.
I'll pick up all the guys at the airport if I do that.
Oh, yeah.
You don't think I'll get arrested, though, if I'm walking around with a
planky
shovel,
do you?
No,
leave it in your baggage, right, when you get off the airplane, right? After you get off the airplane, then you can take it out of your baggage. You won't get arrested.
It's just for digging.
Well, I don't know. I'm one of those people, like, you know, the police see me and all of us, they just assume that I'm guilty because I just look guilty, so they just might arrest me. Just
if you look guilty, you probably are guilty.
Okay, look.
I always look guilty, though.
Guilty of what?
If you want to get away, this is
I'm
once again
to figure out.
Uncle Dax, you know, hints on how to be a criminal. If you want to get away with something, act confident. Act like you're supposed to be there. Act like you're supposed to
I'm
be doing it.
I'm supposed to be killing this guy.
It's like,
this
like
is my job.
He's a fuckpot, and I'm the kid. When people look at you like, why are you walking off with that? It's like, well, because I have to.
And they're like, oh, okay.
You look at them like they're stupid
have
for
more
asking,
confidence than them.
Yeah, have more confidence than them. You'll get away with shit 90%
look,
of the time.
Look like they're stupid.
Yes.
And I'm sure that works for shoplifting. You can just take something.
All
it's
right,
mine.
Well,
I'm going out of the store.
And, you know, I'll walk out, you know.
You can get away with it, but...
Hey, do you think it'll work if I flex?
If you what?
If I start flexing my muscles.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Do you have any muscles? Okay, there's your answer.
Yeah. If it wasn't a confident net, yes, then no.
No, no.
So what do you want for Christmas?
What do I want for Christmas?
Yeah, to arrive back in one piece.
Well, my parents want me to come home in one piece.
Yeah, okay, that's what
they
want.
That's for them. What do you want?
What do I want? Oh, geez, I don't know. Hey, I'm going to Alaska, okay? What more could I want?
That's a good Christmas gift that they're giving?
Yeah, I'm essentially going to the North Pole to be
with
Santa.
And where are you starting from? Where do you live?
I live in Chicago.
Oh, so this is the...
That's a long flight.
Oh, so
like it's by the way I talk.
So the weather's not going to be that much different for you.
Oh, it's going to be warmer.
In Alaska.
Yes.
It's really nice
yes,
there.
I lived in
it's
Chicago.
It's supposed to rain tomorrow in Alaska. Over here, we have almost 3 feet of snow, and the wind chill is like 45 below zero Fahrenheit.
Oh, my God.
So it's pretty cold here.
That's horrible.
That's Chicago.
It's desolate. It's Chicago.
Yeah, you know, Chicago weather is unpredictable. I mean, usually... I mean, one year, like this time, it was like in the 70s, you know. It's unpredictable, but right now we're just getting the worst end of it.
Oh, I like to think of it as demonic. I lived in Chicago for 6 months. It was the most uncomfortable 6 months of my life.
So, you have anything else you want to talk about or say or yell, scream, rant?
I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year. Once again, thank you, Echo and Romeo Jr. Love you guys. You know, I'll be seeing you tomorrow. You best be at the airport. If I don't come home in one piece, my parents will kill you, or I will beat you with my shovel.
There you go.
There you go.
Well, see, over the phone, you know, they can't see how, you know, weak I am, so I sound pretty tough. You know?
Oh, yeah,
there
with
you
the
go.
Chicago accent.
With my Chicago accent, yeah.
That's the Chicago way, isn't it? You put one in the hospital, you send another to the morgue.
So, say what the hell.
What the hell?
Excellent.
Nice. Now, don't get me wrong, but...
Yeah.
.com.
I think I summed it up pretty well.
.com girl.
So we're going to leave it at that.
Okay.
I didn't see the action.
Okay. No, it wasn't the action. It's just, would you go to, like, another state with a couple of guys you met on the internet?
It's pretty brave.
It's the thing to do nowadays.
Look, she wants to live in the guy's closet.
Yeah, in the closet.
I don't know.
I wasn't here for most of that phone call.
Flip some plates underneath the closet door.
I don't know. I just like if I was a father and my 20-year-old daughter
wants to go to see three guys that she met over the internet.
I'd only
three guys
with that if she was bringing her shovel.
Yes,
weighted.
And she's been trained in shovel.
Anybody see the movie or read the book, The Collector?
Oh
no. Synopsis? Dak is hiding. It must be good.
Bad touch.
Guy wins the lottery, so he uses it to buy his own place out in the country, and he just kidnaps a girl.
Uh-huh. And that's
because he can't.
Because he can now, because it's so desolate.
Yeah, and she eventually dies from, like, pneumonia, and then he decides, oh, well, that one didn't work out, so I'll try again.
Uh-huh.
And they leave it there.
Over and over. Oh, okay, I see.
Then there's my personal favorite. I read a book on serial killers and, you know, training. and it was, they were talking about one of the guys in Alaska. I can't remember this one's name, but what he did is he had his own plane. He had his own cabin very far away. So he would get a hooker, take her up there, convince her somehow, God knows,
to get in a plane.
To get in a plane with him and go to a cabin up in the lake for a weekend, supposedly.
I saw Pretty Woman.
It's a lot of money.
It's a love story.
That's right.
It's every
good
little
soundtrack.
Girl's dream.
What movie is this?
No, this
Pretty
is not
Woman.
A movie. This is an actual, this really happened.
Oh.
This is not a movie. This really happened. The guy massacred something like 14 or 15 prostitutes. He would, you know, abuse
women.
Sexually, emotionally, and then to finish it off, he would shove them out into the woods and hunt them down and kill them.
Mm.
I don't know. When she said she was going to Alaska with three guys, she met on the internet. Even though I've met Echo, and I know him,
guy.
I still there was like the warning bell. Just warning bell just went off in the back of the head. It just I don't know. I'm overprotective about women. I just could not. Like I said, if it was my daughter, it wouldn't be happening. I don't care if she's 25. It's not going to be happening.
They have to fly down, meet you first.
Yes.
Get your stamp of approval. Then they can go to Alaska. People that are coming to the New Year's show.
Yes, it's quite the list, apparently.
Terrell, Vampire Creep, Pseudo Maybe, Jason from Erase, Lyle and his wife, Runs with Scissors.
Donna's called Run with Scissors?
That's her online name.
That's
Run
great.
With Scissors. Centaur and Crazy Redhead. Link RX, maybe. And all the regular people.
Will
including the people
Will the ringleader be showing up?
I don't know. I'm assuming he might. I would think he would. It's certainly open for him to come.
You know what a good name would be? Rhymes with Antichrist.
That's not a bad name. Very long.
What rhymes with Antichrist?
That's the whole thing.
My old online name before I was just simply given Uncle Dak. Well, originally I was just Dak because that's my nickname in real life. Was
D-A-K.
Yeah. Was Gojiro.
What is it?
Gojiro.
Gojiro?
That's the Japanese.
You're one of about 10,000.
That is the Japanese. Well, I was apparently the first one because when I went on the internet, well, because I was on the internet 10,000 years ago, but that's... I was the only person that was actually had that.
Gojiro.
Gojiro.
We're going to play the Hanukkah song.
Ah, cool.
By Adam Sandler. A perennial favorite. I don't know. Is there
Which
more
one?
Than one
There's
Hanukkah
at least
song?
Two.
Really?
There's also
yeah,
one.
I did a search for it.
This is not a Jew, and then he's still not a Jew.
Ah, okay. I did see both of them. I listened to the second one. I went, sounds the same, so I just passed it up. We'll play the original Hanukkah song. That's a strange spelling. C-H-A-U-N-A-K-A.
You mean the correct spelling?
Yeah.
It's a song that there's a lot of Christmas songs out there and not too many Hanukkah songs. So wrote a song for all those nice little Jewish kids who don't get to hear any Hanukkah songs. Here we go. Instead of one day of presents, we have eight crazy nights. So when you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish, just like you and me. David Lee Roth lights the menorah. So do James Hunt.
Hunter Douglas and the late dinosaurus. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Shanana and Arthur Fonzarelli. Arnold and half Jewish, holding on tattoos. Put them together. What a fine looking Jew. Deck the halls or Jingle Bell Rock, 'cause you can spin a trailer with Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock, both Jewish. Put on your yarmulke, time for Hanukkah. The owner of the Seattle Supersonicas celebrates Hanukkah. O.J. Simpson, not a Jew. But guess who is? Hall of Famer Rod Carew. He converted. We've got Ann Landers and her sister, dear Abby. Harrison Ford's a quarter Jewish. Not too shabby. Some people think that Ebenezer Scrooge is. Well, he's not. But guess who is? All three Stooges. Lovely, lovely Hanukkah. So drink your gin and tonica and smoke your marijuana. Have a happy, 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 happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah.
That's colorful.
Hey there.
Hi there.
Hey there. Oh there.
Oh there. We're as happy as can be.
Mm-hmm. We're very hot.
That was a lovely song about Hanukkah.
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 See, that song, you know, it sounds so, like, Jewish chauvinist.
How do you think they feel about Christmas?
It bothers me.
You know, it's one of the things where I was crazy. I was so totally... When
if there was a song about so many Christians in showbiz, we'd be like, whoa.
Yeah.
You know? It's kind of like
that's right, or whites.
Yeah, so many white people in...
I'm proud of white people. See what they've done.
You know what was really cool? I can't remember.
They did have that. That was called Deutschland.
They did,
you know,
like. No, they did a great piece on Saturday Night Live about people who are half black who are in showbiz. Like a lot of actors who you kind of think of as being black, they're actually only half black. And they did a great little skit on Saturday Night Live about
it. The only SNL sketch I remember involving black and white that was really funny was Eddie Murphy, when he was back on as a host, did a sketch called White Like Me, which was based on a book that actually did, where a reporter actually had himself made up black with some dyes,
right,
and
yeah.
went and lived as a black man for a year. But Murphy's sketch had him putting on white makeup, bad mustache,
like the glad man.
Yeah, no, he looked like he was a white guy, and he went out, and supposedly whenever there's like no blacks or Hispanics or any minorities around, us whites are all living a party. We don't pay for anything. Everything
like the mafia kind of.
Yeah, this black woman gets off the bus, and all of a sudden the driver, like, you know, throws on the disco lights and music kicks up. The champagne is broken out. You know, it's like,
oh my god. That would be pretty good. Did he go out in the street?
Yeah, that was it. He was going out into the street and it was filmed. You know, sometimes they do the little bits where they actually film. It was actually, well, Murphy was at the few points where he was funny before he thought that he could stand up there and, you know, play 75 different characters, or as we like to say, won't Eddie Murphy give a brother a break and allow at least there to be a few other black people in Hollywood?
Taking all the roles?
Yes, by himself.
That or is assuming using profanity is an excuse for not actually having humor in your material anymore.
Yeah, it's like everybody, fuck, ha 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 ha, shit, ha ha ha. You know, it's like.
Then he does combinations of words because he's running out of
fuck shit. You know,
absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
Well, what's everyone else here doing for Christmas?
I think you just swore.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, gosh. Damn it.
I have really big plans. I plan on...
Right now I have a plan on burying Drexel.
I'm going to do some sleeping and I'm going to do some eating. Other than that, my plan's pretty much wide open.
Hey, I heard that you can get like just straight tryptophan and you can take it. From a friend of mine.
Tryptophan, for those who don't know, is the chemical that's in turkey that makes you sleepy after you've had that big meal.
So let me guess, the first couple are free, then you got to pay for it.
they're downers, right?
Apparently, you take it to calm yourself after ecstasy, so you sleep.
So you're not up for 3 days.
So what you do is you spike it, and then you take her out for dinner afterwards for turkey.
Great.
Uh-huh.
But it means even the vegans
could have that turkey experience.
That tryptophan.
Hey, you know what?
I was never tired after eating turkey.
Ever? Yes, I don't ever recall being tired after eating turkey.
But you always fall asleep anyway.
Whether I was or not, I certainly wouldn't. I don't remember turkeys being wow. You know, I sure do like eating turkey because then I'm tired afterwards. It's excellent. Then I just want to go to sleep.
I don't ever recall really being tired after the big turkey meal, but I do recall sitting there on the couch. Undoing the belt.
The sign of a good meal, eh, Doc?
Yep.
My belt doesn't cinch up enough to be tight on me.
You're on the last hole. It's like, doesn't go anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, the hole punch, you know, punch and hole.
Yep, check making some new ones.
Belt, yeah.
Doc does that too, but it's at the other end.
But I'm... Oh, you did.
Oh, the warmth, the love again.
Can we stop talking? Did you actually open the window? Did anyone?
I made a request. I filled out the forms in triplicate. It must have gotten lost.
Medic and I were so comfortable.
Ah, I see.
How about if I set fire to you? Will you feel more comfortable then?
Do you want the window?
Yes.
This man
is still not being open.
No, fucking asshole.
What's the point? There's 9 minutes left in the show.
We'll get nine minutes of
comfort.
9 minutes.
It's going to take 10 minutes to cool down.
No, not if you open wide enough. That's probably good.
Hear that?
There
alarm's going off.
What's happening in the IRC?
Well, now I'm cold.
There's people talking about things that are irrelevant to what we're talking about, as usual.
As per usual. Do you remember there was a time when the IRC actually followed what the hell we were doing?
No.
It happened once or twice.
Once or twice, it does happen. Not usually. It's usually...
Not something really disgusting.
I'm thinking of years back, whether people would actually make comments.
Well, when three people listened?
Yeah.
I recall what you're talking about, Dak. And it wasn't that at the time people talked about what we were talking about. It was that there was one time that we had a conversation and people were, and we were all amazed.
It was absolutely amazing.
People were and the comment was, they're actually talking about what we're talking about. They actually had questions relevant to our topic of conversation.
They're like really interested.
And we were excited. I was very excited.
But now we have the audience who's just sort of bored on a Sunday and have nothing better to do.
So we're just
and
here.
They just talk.
We're just here to satisfy your lower urges.
Wow, that's a joke sucked. Okay, well.
Oh, somebody's pointing out that they actually are listening because they did change their name to Rhymes with Antichrist, which is part of a conversation.
I think it's just because they heard a female voice and, you know, it's... Say something again, let's see what happens.
Put money in the mail.
And your address is?
Address it to Rat Radio.
That's right. Send us money now.
Make it out to C. Ash.
C. Ash. That's right. So I'm just going to stay at home for Christmas.
If they're writing it out to that, they're having expectations at the end, eh? They're hoping to see some ash.
See some ash. It's nice.
Show me some ash, baby.
A piece of ash.
What are we doing for Christmas? I am going out tonight to go to work, and I'm going to walk my fucking ass off, possibly in the rain again.
Aw, muffin.
Yeah, exactly. Aww. I am fucking muffined.
I like to alienate my whole audience. Oh,
a loaf of bread.
And then I get to go home.
What exactly are the requirements of your job mostly, Desmond? It's our DAC.
Show up.
Staying away.
Yep, showing up and staying away. That's
it's hard.
Job.
But somebody has to do it.
And breathe, and breathe, and don't die.
Don't die.
You'd be surprised how few people can actually manage to do this job.
Breathe and don't die.
No,
at
no,
the same
seriously.
Time.
The part about show up and stay awake. They have to fire people every week for who are not able to do this amazingly difficult task.
Yes, but they reward the people that can well.
Somebody made a very funny joke. Do I send it to good C. Ash or bad C. Ash? That's in reference to the movie, isn't it?
Yes.
That's good or bad Ash.
What was it? Armies of Darkness?
Yeah. You only
I'm
own
the
it.
One with the gun. Yeah.
No, I don't own it.
Sorry, Ronan, not an Ark.
Ronan, not an Ark. I only own three DVDs.
Jaws is one of them.
Jaws?
Yes.
The Lost World Jurassic Park set.
Yes.
And which
and
one?
And Day of the
them?
No Day of the Dead.
Day of the Dead. Yes. That's it.
That's the only ones I own.
Didn't you get him Day of the Dead?
Yes, he did.
I found it for him.
Yes, he found uncut. I was like very very happy.
Yep, the full good version. I don't think I've seen it.
I tried to.
I've seen the movie, but yeah, not that.
I
not
tried to get the Dawn of the Dead just recently because mm-hmm. they had a special
release of it.
Yes,
yes.
And
it just came out.
They're all out.
Well, yes.
Of course
they're.
Of course.
Yes, it's the one in the mall. It's actually, they say it's probably one of the best social commentaries about American mm-hmm. consumerism mm-hmm. ever done. No, seriously, art schools
good.
Love that film.
I like that film.
Yeah,
it's
I do
very
too.
Good. It's really funny.
Oh, I love that. I also want to get the original, actually not the original so much as the remake that Tom Savini did of Night of the Living Dead. That one was my favorite.
Yeah.
And because Savini did the sickest thing I've ever seen. Let's take a bunch of cancer victims that are dying, dress them up so they'll look like zombies, because they're all emancipated, you know, they look so
yeah,
gross
give
anyway.
Give them something to do.
Hey, it'll help with those hospital bills.
Yep.
At least it wasn't Fellini.
Oh.
What's that?
What's that? I didn't get that one.
I'm not getting much tonight, am I?
No, it's all going over your head. But that one is excusable. I didn't get that one either.
Oh, it's excusable because you didn't get it.
That's right.
I'm not stupid this time. It's just that it was beyond Sumerian. So therefore, it must have been
okay.
really
it's okay that you
stupid.
Didn't get it. You
could,
know.
Could be worse. Could be Ken Russell films.
I don't know.
I'm trying
Russell.
To think. I know Ken Russell. I the only thing I can think of with him is
Tommy Listomania.
He did Tommy?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, I did not know that.
I'm under
30. Under 30.
Hey, I'm under 30.
Yeah, but you grew up pretty much around me, so you're twisted.
Oh God! Someone give me a gun.
What, another one?
Since we're talking about movies.
Yes.
Has anyone seen Fantastic Planet? It's an animated movie from the.
That I was going to tell you. I was going
movie?
To tell you. I was going to tell you.
What movie are you telling me? What is?
I was trying to. Yeah, you.
What is
the greatest movie?
No, but no. Tell me what it's about.
Okay, well, it's an animated movie from 1973. No, from 1973.
But it is the one you're thinking of.
A lot of people saw it, kind of like saw it. I know I
did. Is it the French one?
It's with
the little people and the big people. Yes, I've seen it a couple of times. It is amazing.
I thought that's the one you're talking about.
It's a movie, and it's a cartoon. So I know a lot of people. I've talked to a lot of people. We have the shared experience. Flipped across it's on HBO or
I actually
watched
I,
it because it was animated.
I saw it in the science fiction rack at the video store, and I would rent anything that was animated that wasn't anime because I mean until recently I was a very big anime snob.
But it's a great movie. It just kind of blows your mind.
Is the artwork special or something, or is it just the story?
The artwork is
the way the people talk. It's the way they move. It's the
mm-hmm.
weird things that happen.
It almost looks like it's not rotoscoped. It almost looks like it's kind of like the cardboard
it reminds
cutout.
It reminds me a bit.
Tell me about that.
It reminds
oh, okay.
me a bit of the animations Terry Gilliam used to do for Monty.
Oh
Island.
Yeah,
like, yeah.
Do, which is sort of South Park-y.
A bit
early
a
South
bit.
Park.
Only more realistic, less exaggerated.
Yeah.
Big huge heads and tiny bodies.
No
fart fall from
either.
Yeah. No big feet
no
stepping
fart.
On people.
Yes. Actually, the big people do step on little people because that's the premise of it. That was very good, a well thought out story, and it just
so that wasn't
social commentary
yes.
as well.
That wasn't the 3D thing. Yours has to be 3D.
I don't know, you know, I guess
such
it might not have been
thing.
Fully 3D, but that wasn't the movie.
Uh-huh.
It was, I don't know.
Drex is on a quest to see
this
3D cartoon.
You saw a
yes.
long time ago?
I saw it in
describe
the theater.
It.
It's. What's there's okay, there's these people. They live, they're slaves, but they grow up in this mine. They're born there, and they don't know that there's anything beyond it. And they have there's some sort of supernatural display that these people put on to make them think, like behind fire and stuff, to make them think that, oh, this is a god and we have to keep working. Mm-hmm. And there's these people
and
there
that
keep
them... It
wasn't
the dark crystal?
No. No, I have that too.
But anyway.
But, and they put... And they, you know, they keep these people suppressed. And this guy escapes, and he gets out to the surface, and he's like, oh, my God. Anyways, and then there's this sort of, it's really weird. It's, I don't know. Then he goes off into
but
the
I
space
looked,
adventure.
I like, looked for it in an Internet Movie Database, but I couldn't find it. Like 3D cartoons or something.
You should,
like zero
phone
almost.
Videomatica.
It's,
yeah, Videomatica would.
Do you know, I haven't seen all of it, but I think I've seen parts of what you're talking about. So I do. You're not entirely insane.
There's, no, I know that I saw
don't
the
you
movie.
Hate that when you.
You're the only
think
person.
Of movies or a TV show that nobody's seen.
For years, I was the when I saw Star Wars, I saw a whole bunch of scenes that no one else had seen. And
right.
when the film
yes.
came out on VHS, I was like going, this is a different, well, it's the same film, but there's a whole bunch that's been cut out from what I've seen. And everyone thought I was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Turned out I saw an early release because I saw it back in 77 in New York. And I saw the first couple of weeks after it came out when they were still doing the test screenings. So that's why I saw a whole bunch of sequences that I did mm-hmm. not even know the answer to that until I moved in with my current roommate, not an arc, and he has a huge book on the whole history of it, and it explained what I had seen.
Because I remember children's shows that are just were weird, and I can remember bits of them, but I can't remember what they are. There's this one, there's this guy in a white room, and he steps through... round doors, and they close, like, you know, those circular
irises.
Yeah, and he has a pet hamster or something. That's all I can remember from the show. It was a very strange show.
There's a couple of
I'd like to know what it is.
There's a couple of science fiction shows I saw as a kid that I have never seen. There's this one, I think it's called Something's Ark.
Mm-hmm.
It was a show in which these people were this. You have this community, what they think is like, you know, a normal kind of old world, almost near Puritan level technology society, and something happens, and one of the guys has to leave, and he discovers that his entire world, as well as everything else, is on this huge spaceship.
Oh, and it's a museum.
I don't know if it's a museum, but this was a TV series that was actually on, and there was like three people, the guy, the girl, and this other person was like from a completely different, much more technological developed society where he is kind of the primitive savage, you know, because he's a much more robust, earthy type of figure, and they're trying to go through this.
Sounds an awful lot like the Star Lost.
That might have been the name. I don't know the name of it.
It was a really bad show.
Yeah, and they were trying. It almost looked like the special effects looked like something that had been done by, like, you know, some of those live action Sid and Marty Krofft things. I mean,
yeah, well, it was done originally for Canadian television and syndicated down to the States.
Yeah, that's where I saw it in syndication. I saw a few episodes of it, and I really kind of enjoyed it because they were trying to get to the front of the ship to get to the bridge so that they could control the destiny of where they were going.
The Star Lost TV series, 1973. This very low-budget TV show, which was shot on video as opposed to film, involved a giant spaceship called the Ark, which was composed of hundreds of domes, each of which contained the sample culture from the planet Earth, et cetera, et cetera. Good premise. But.
Yeah, it was okay. I actually really liked it. But what was it called? Star Lost?
The Star Lost.
The Star Lost. I think I saw that. I must have been about 6 or 7 years old when I watched that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really enjoyed it.
Said, good idea, bad execution.
Yes.
Did I mention how it was badly done?
That was a pretty brutal hack.
Well, wow. I have to get going, boys
and
girls.
And so do we.
And apparently that means I have to get going, too.
Yep.
So
and
I will wish
over.
Everyone, within the sound of my voice, a Merry Christmas.
Brainwashing 16, Outboxing Day, apparently Smokehouse says. And get in touch with me if you're going to come to the New Year's show, ICQ51558 or info@rantradio.com. And say goodbye around the room.
Goodbye. Thanks for listening.
Who are you?
None of your business.
.com girl.
Fare thee well and have yourself a merry consumerism from Ronald Medic.
Excellent.
Bah humbug.
PVM.
Once again, goodbye from your old pal, Uncle Dak.
Mm-hmm.
And goodbye from Private Drexel.
And this is goodbye from Sumerian.
Hey, don't forget the IRC.
6 days, 21 hours. Merry Christmas on the East Coast.
It is now Christmas there.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
3 minutes. Oh, my God.
3 minutes. Well, very close to them.
Hey, officially, you can go downstairs and play with your Lego.
That's right.
That's what I used to do. 2 in the morning, I'm downstairs. Parents are asleep. I'm downstairs building the Lego castle.
Now we're going
to
play.
You're supposed to wait for the pictures as you're in the right two-thirds of the pile. All I see is your eyes.
No,
your
it's
head.
In my Christmas stocking. The official rule was you're allowed to open this stuff in the
stocking.
Stocking.
Yeah.
You just can't open the stuff under the
That's
tree.
Right.
I couldn't touch A-okay. Anything unless they...
Not even the stocking?
I managed to capture my parents. I set up a tripwire and, wiped... My father wiped out carrying stuff in to, put under the tree because, I was going to get Santa,
one way or the other.
I wanted to.
He's
see
got him. A lot of presents, and you're going to get some of them.
We did. Well, he didn't have a chimney. I wanted to know how I was going to get in, so they had to remove the security gate off the fire escape, so Santa could get into the apartment.
So Merry
That's
Christmas.
A bad thing to do on Christmas Eve. I mean,
in New York, no shit.
I just shot Santa.
Needless to say, my parents were waiting before I went to bed so they could close that up. Hey, it's closed. Well, that's because Santa closed it up behind it. You didn't want somebody coming and steal your presents now, did he?
No, that's right. So Merry Christmas to Echo Smoke. Ye Claws, Hey Snorgasm, Christmas Fuck, Soul Raper, Pseudo Apocalypse, Lieutenant Major, Zombie the Oracle, Erase, Grinch Shadox, Link RX, Sarilyn, Snake, Bab Simplex, Romulus, Cyber Samurai, Soul Trance, Lathe, Lutin du Noël, Orphan, Poison Chio, Star Baby Tenchi, Ungrounded, SOC, Santa Jr., Kexler, Satan Claws, Spynet, Zerwehidnatter, and ASE. What about the flag?
I'm just a violent person.
And until next week.
Merry Christmas!
It's Christmas time in hell.
Well, I tell you what. Maybe we'll have ourselves a little Christmas right here. Come on, everyone, gather around. String up the lights and light up the tree. We're gonna make some revelry. Spirits are high, so I can tell it's Christmas time in hell. Demons are nicer as you pass them by. There's lots of demon toys to buy. The snow is falling and all is well. It's Christmas time in hell. There goes Jeffrey Dahmer with a festive Christmas ham. After he has sex with it, he'll eat up all he can. And there goes John F. Kennedy, caroling with his son.
Reunited for the holidays, God bless everyone. Everybody has a happy glow, let's dance in blood and pretend it's snow.
Even Mao Zedong is under the spell, it's Christmas time in hell. Adolf, here's a present for you. What? Yes, a Tannenbaum. God cast me down from heaven's door to rule in hell forevermore. But now I'm kind of glad that I fell, because it's Christmas time in hell. Here's a rack to hang the stockings on. We still have to shop for Genghis Khan. Michael Landon's hair looks well. It's Christmas time in hell. There's Princess Diana holding burning mistletoe. Over poor Gene Siskel's head to watch his weenie grow. For one day we all stop burning and the flames are not so thick. All the screaming and the torture stops as we wait for old Saint Nick. So spring up the lights and light up the tree. We're damned for all eternity. But for just one day, all is well. It's Christmas time in hell. Gather close together and make it quick. We gotta make room for Andy Dick. Wake his mother and ring the bell. It's Christmas time. Christmas time. It's Christmas time in hell. Merry Christmas, movie house!
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. The internet is now under martial law. All browsing rights have been suspended. Stay off your computers. Do not attempt to download MP3s, pirated software, or ripped movies before they're out in the theaters. Shut up! Do not attempt to register somecompanysucks.com or lawsuits may occur. Stay off your friends at
up TV sites. Do not use any unsanctioned software. Anyone caught using Napster will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. The Microsoft Piracy Police will be by to inspect your hard drives in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the inspection of hard drives will be shot. Stay off your computers. Remain calm. The number one enemy of the internet is nonconformity. Multinational corporations' profits are more important than individual will. All servers running on Microsoft products will remain operational. No more than two people may gather in an IRC or ICQ chat room without permission. Use only the software sanctioned by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Leave webcams on at all times! The security you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy! At last, the internet is safe to browse again.